Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The British spy chief says there's absolutely no evidence that Russia's Vladimir Putin is interested in negotiating a peace deal for Ukraine. Now, that might seem obvious as Russian attacks grow ever more intense and deadly. Sir Richard Moore is the head of Britain's MI6 overseas intelligence agencies, nearing the end of his five-year term in that post. Asked about the lack of progress in ending the bloodshed, President Trump expresses disappointment, saying that Putin has, in the president's words, let me down. Mr. Trump spoke at the close of his two-day state visit to the UK, vowing the Allies will be forever friends.
The bond between our countries is like no other anywhere in the world. The United States and the United Kingdom have done more good on this planet than any two nations in human history.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tells the president,
"You are among friends. And I think we all agree there's so much to celebrate in the special relationship between our two countries. By standing together in war and in peace, this bond is the very foundation of our security, our freedom, and our prosperity."
President Trump is hoping to finalize a deal with China, one that will keep TikTok up and running in the U.S.
Four times since taking office in January, the president has extended a deadline for TikTok to sell its assets to an American company or face a ban. Earlier this week, the administration announced a framework deal.
The people that are investing in it are among the greatest investors in the world, the biggest, the richest, and they'll do a great job.
The president plans to speak with Chinese President Xi today to finalize that deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dow futures up 6 points and NASDAQ futures ahead 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem to experience God's favor in extraordinary ways? There's a secret hiding in plain sight through Scripture. God has designed a pathway to blessing that runs directly through our relationship with Israel. Look, it's not complicated. It's not mysterious. It's actually beautifully simple. A promise found in Genesis 12. God said, "I will bless those who bless you." This holy equation has been working for 4,000 years. From Abraham's time to today, God rewards those who align their hearts with his heart for Israel. It's like stepping into a river of blessing that's been flowing since the beginning. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, look, I'm plugging into God's ancient blessing system. I'm choosing to flow with his plan instead of against it. The results speak for themselves. Lives transformed, families blessed, purposes fulfilled. As Christians, we believe we've been grafted into God's family tree. Let's discover what it means to be united with his chosen people through faith. Learn more. IFCJ.org. Visit IFCJ.org.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had some problems in the last half an hour or so. We had a broken down vehicle coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the right side. That cleared about 15 minutes ago. Has recovered nicely there. 895 got a little bit busy south, but everybody's okay right now. Both the tunnels are clear. Then we had a broken down vehicle on the inner loop near I-70. That just cleared in the last 5 minutes. Beltway looks good. Very nice on the JFX, so we don't see any early problems now towards 95 down to the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 59 degrees in Timonium and 58 in Falston at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 16-year-old is dead following a Thursday crash in Harford County that involved a school bus and two passenger vehicles. The Harford County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened shortly after 2 p.m. at Route 543 and Crescent Knoll Drive. Investigators say a vehicle traveling northbound on 543 was waiting to make a left turn onto Crescent Knoll Drive when it was struck from behind by another vehicle that pushed it into the southbound bus. The 17-year-old driver of the first vehicle was flown to a trauma center. His 16-year-old passenger died. Howard County Police are investigating a deadly stabbing in Ellicott City. Police were called to an apartment on West Springs Drive shortly after 3 p.m. where they found a woman with stab wounds. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 477. The pick four, 0876. At 6:05, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay,
but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's bats were silenced last night by the Yanks.
Mayo strikes out, and Fried matches his career-high strikeout number 13.
And he has been on his game.
And that's the way it was last night. Kenny Albert and the Hall of Famer John Smoltz with the call on Fox. Max Fried was unhittable. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, and the 13 strikeouts as the Yanks blank the O's. 7-0 the final, and the first of 4 at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Mancelino on what worked for Max Fried.
You know, he just hammered down away with that sinker, and you know, he painted. I looked at a few of the pitches on the iPad, just trying to figure out what he was doing so different. You know, that catcher's setting up on the black, and he's hitting the glove, you know, most of the night.
First pitch, 7:05 tonight with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Lions are in town Monday night for a primetime match with the Ravens. Last time Detroit in town, Lions did not roar. Pummeled 38-6. Safety Kyle Hamilton says they'll be ready for a rebound.
That was a great day for us, but at the same time, you know, they have a chip on their shoulder coming in here. It's Monday night in front of the whole world, so everybody's going to be playing their best, playing their hardest. So I don't think that's a good barometer just as to where both teams are right now.
Kickoff. 8:20 p.m. will be on Monday night. Thursday night football, last night in Buffalo. Dolphins trying to avoid 0-3.
Allen throws to the sideline, open, reaching for it, making the grab, and into the end zone. Colton Kincaid for the touchdown.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. 3 touchdown passes for Josh Allen last night. Bills sink Miami to 0-3, 31-21 the final. Miami's 14th loss in the last 15 games to the Buffalo Bills. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens are historic on Monday night. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean has the morning off this morning. And Bruce Elliott, as always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. Gary, I ask you to hang for just a second because you're officially now a grandpa.
Yes, that's me.
Has it dawned on you all of a sudden that you are at least theoretically in that group of really old people now?
Not quite yet. No, yeah. I would say that that happened actually 4 or 5 years ago.
Pre-grandchild.
Yeah, pre-grandchild. No, it's you know, it's just another part of life. I'm loving it. She's beautiful. It's great.
Ever sit around with friends? You'll never have this chance again, by the way. But ever sit around with friends?
Wait, what? Friends?
Friends.
What?
And just talk about, you know, remember back when we used to do this and back when we used to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, Bruce. Yeah. I mean, don't you feel like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I still feel like I'm 18 years old. I just can't do the things that I did when I was 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Inside me,
I still think like I'm 18 years old.
Yes. Funny because my wife accused me of thinking like I'm 14. So it's, you see, you're much more progressive than I am. Well, when you think about it, every generation has time to just sit around and think about the things they used to do. Mm-hmm. And I overheard this conversation yesterday, a couple of Gen Xers, and it made me think of this piece that I recorded a couple of days ago.
Another thing that was crazy about Generation X, I don't even know if you can talk about this anymore, but we did this thing. It is so weird. Okay. It was called critical thinking. And it's so crazy. So basically, what you would do, this is like in the old days, you would listen to both sides of a story or a topic or an issue, and then you would make your own, this is crazy, you'd make your own opinion that would then guide you through life.
It's amazing. I remember those good old days.
Hilarious.
The good old days, way before today, where, by the way, we simply wait to have these truths dispensed from on high.
Mm-hmm. Groupthink.
Groupthink.
Yes.
So we'll be there sitting around, be those two guys sitting looking at the mirror in the bar, saying, God, those guys are ugly.
Mm. So, you know, I think I got to exit now.
I think you got to exit.
Mm-hmm. Right? Thanks, Bruce. Good luck.
No, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
See you 6:30.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A lot of ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning, including some really interesting observations from Victor Davis Hanson. I hope we have time to get to them today. If not, we surely will on Monday. But I hope to be able to squeeze them in during the course of the day today. And a couple of stories. The Jimmy Kimmel story continues to have legs, as they say in the business. Everybody in the world seems to want to weigh in on this. Chuck Schumer got into the fray yesterday. You'll hear from him coming up in a few. And hey, well, you know what? Who else is back on this issue? Brian Stelter. Oh, what a charmer that guy is. Old Jughead, you'll hear from him also during the course of this hour. Later on in the morning, we'll talk some more about the Charlie Kirk assassination and how the left is now trying to somehow finesse this into it was really a MAGA thing, or Donald Trump inspired this, which is just sick. They've not had the memorial service yet. And already the politics has begun. The not me, or the what ifs, or the same as on the other side thing. And Congressman Eric Schmidt, I think he's Congressman Eric Schmidt, he may be a senator, I'll have to check on this, from, I think, Missouri. He says, let's examine the idea of it's equal on both sides. And he has some comments he made yesterday up on Capitol Hill that I think you'll find fascinating. That, of course, every 10 minutes on the threes, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is right now with us. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good. Is your voice gone?
Very nice.
Very nice.
I'm just trying to save it till we get going.
I see. We're gonna
I'm ready now.
You're going to have deep talking rain.
Yes. It's a Barry White report. It's the hardest day of my life at the tunnel.
Want to back off from your microphone a little bit, please?
Yeah, a little bit, please.
You're just solid distortion here.
I know. I did it that way. The southbound side of both the harbor tunnels, good shape right now. 40 minutes ago, there was a broken-down vehicle going out of the right tube southbound. Backed us up for a while, but we have recovered. And for right now, we're not even at a five-minute delay. So very good. We'll take it right now, 95 and 895 south. Beltway has filled in just a bit, but still running okay from Liberty Road down to Route 40. Parkville side is clear. JFX is light. Made our first checks through Annapolis. And as you might expect, early I-97, not much there at the split at Route 32. And then coming off the Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound and then clear towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, two lanes eastbound towards Kent Island. And right now, no delays. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer. Temps will be today around 85 to 88 degrees. And officially, I think the next season begins. I think we are into fall. on this Sunday, the 21st. I think that we don't get into winter until tomorrow, Sunday, more fall-like feel. A high should be around 78 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, and a high around 75 degrees. Temperatures right now are cool, cool to moderate, depending on where you happen to be. You're looking at around 45 degrees right now. If you are, wait a minute, that's wrong entirely. Hang on 2 seconds. We'll refresh that, because that can't possibly be the temperature right now. No, it is actually 60 right now in Hunt Valley, and 59 degrees in Pikesville. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. I know, Chuck, you've been following with great interest because apparently you're up for the slot. What happened to Jimmy Kimmel? It is a matter of great national importance, apparently.
A monkey with two bananas could do better than that.
Well, you know, look, this is the business. This is maybe for people outside this industry. They don't fully understand, but this is a business where we're all at-will employees, basically, unless you have a locked-in contract, and there aren't a whole lot of those anymore.
Exactly.
It's a business where you can be fired at will pretty much any time.
Sure, sure.
For any reason. And you accept that walk into the door. We do this because it's inside work and there's no heavy lifting. You know, the guys who work for a living are those guys who are putting hot tar on roofs in August.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the guys who I think they're really the working man. And that's not us. We get to sit inside an air-conditioned studio.
And, you know, this guy, you watch this guy because you want to be entertained.
Right.
And I think when you do that, I always say it's like traffic, like I always kid around. You can only be 50% wrong. If I'm wrong, it's wrong to the guy who just drove past something that I said was clear and I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're 50 miles away, you go, wow, that must have been a big backup. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you alienate half your audience by pissing them off, then what?
Yeah, but of course, now this has become a political issue. He is the latest. I mean, they're going to wear him on their shoulders and then lift him high because somehow he is now the subject or the target of Donald Trump's squelching debate in this country. The guy's a comedian, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
Or at least purportedly.
And that's what I want to hear.
And you know what? I used to think he was funny a whole lot on The Man Show.
Right.
That's when I thought the guy was just hilarious, on
yep.
The Man Show.
Yep, yeah.
And I think that I've never found it particularly entertaining on the late night thing. Of course, you know, we don't stay up late to watch most of the late night stuff anyway.
When I did see it, I never thought it was funny.
No, he's like, okay, so he's filling his space. But that's kind of my feeling on a lot of these guys, in large part because they've chosen a political point of view.
Right.
And they're going to flog it like crazy. The last guy in the evening I thought was really funny, and I wish that somebody bring him back, is Craig Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that guy was just hilarious.
He was funny.
Yeah, and I'm sure he still
is.
He was
a British guy, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he still is.
Right. Yes, I understand. I wasn't going that far.
Okay, yeah. But yes, before they exiled him to the Isle of Man. He's a whole different guy now.
Yes, right. He went to Botany Bay.
That's right. He's no Australian. No, but I thought he was hilarious and non-political.
Right.
And to me, that's where late night has kind of, it's gone off the rails.
Yeah, Johnny Carson never got into that, and there were different things he could have done, but he didn't do it.
No, and none of his competitors did either.
No.
Dick Cavett mm-hmm. didn't go there. Mm-hmm. His predecessor, of course, didn't go there. Jack Parr. And none of his immediate successors went there. Who's the guy with a massive chin? I'm blanking on his name all of a sudden.
Oh, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. I mean, they didn't go there. They stayed away from politics.
Right.
Because you end up really honking off about 50% of your audience.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going 50% of the people then go click.
Yeah.
And there goes your sponsors, and there goes everything else, and the ratings. And they said Kimmel's ratings had gone right in the tank, you know, several years ago.
Yeah, and they kept him on because they kept thinking, well, there's nothing better available. I have a suggestion for you. You know, old reruns of The Rifleman might be better.
Or The Real McCoys.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple minutes. Right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This in from Paz first thing this morning. He says that the Marxists are deflecting from the truth about Kirk's assassination by claiming Trump will attempt to silence free speech. The Trump administration should allow public opinion and businesses to cull vile and deceitful liars like Kimmel. Also muzzle Pam Bondi. The more I hear her, the more I think she's not very good at her job. Yeah, she's she's discordant right now. She's not, she's spouting off when she shouldn't be, so she always finds herself having to backtrack the next day. We're going to go after people because hate speech. No, darling, that's not the case. First Amendment includes, matter of fact, it's primarily written for what some would categorize as hate speech. Define hate speech. Whoever makes that definition gets to determine exactly who gets to talk in the public square. Not comfortable with that at all. All right, we have Chuck Schumer coming up on the national tragedy of losing Jimmy Kimmel. That's next right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA/SIPC.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A heads up, folks. If you happen to either text us or email us, there's a software apparently in the system that if it spots a certain set of words, you know, the one George Carlin talked about once upon a time, it simply dumps you into the trash file. So you want to avoid putting those words, particularly in the header, because it'll simply automatically find the word and mark it as spam and move it along. So just as that, because we'd like to hear what you have to say, just avoid the profanity if you would. 621 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, let's start this bad boy up. Chuck Schumer, very, very concerned because somehow it's a horrible thing that's happened to Jimmy Kimmel. What happened? Well, Brendan Carr, the head of the SEC, said that what he is doing or had been doing on the air was lying on the air, and that either the networks got a hold of him, got him under control, or there's going to be a lot of work coming ahead for the FCC. That's almost precisely what he said. Here he is exactly.
They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Yeah, and a couple of large groups, Sinclair being one of them, had told ABC that on the stations of theirs that happened to be ABC affiliates, that they would no longer be carrying Jimmy Kimmel. Because Jimmy Kimmel had irritated, frankly, half of the viewership of the various stations. I can't remember what the other one is. Next Star, it seems to me. But that's not quite right. I'll have to check that, or we have it coming up for you later. But two rather substantial groups, lots of stations, said to the network, we're not going to carry this guy anymore because of that. That led to the network saying, we're going to just put you on vacation for a while. Now, maybe they bring him back after he's been on vacation for a while. Maybe they decide, no, he's had his moment in the sun, and we're going to replace him with something else. I don't know. No, I don't really care. I'm not up at that hour. And I don't think this is a constitutional crisis. But there are some that do. You'll hear from Chuck Schumer next. First, though, 623, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
It is Next Star, yes.
Next Star, is it?
Yes. Yeah. They have several affiliates here that I'm friends with a couple of people that are there. They said the exact same thing. We didn't like it. Said, see you later.
Yeah, we're not going to carry it. Well, right. What are you going to do if you're the network and you have two, at least two, possibly more, major groups, lots of stations and great big markets right. saying we're not going to carry your product? Well, you have to do something as a network or you lose a rather large revenue stream.
Well, and that's what happened.
Yep.
No ratings, no clients. You know how it is. I mean, you know, it's the same thing in radio.
Yep.
You don't have any ratings, you don't have any clients. So on and so on.
Right.
Both the tunnels are still running just fine. No problems. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, you're clear right now from Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. And no issues so far. Even the Beltway, pretty quiet right now at Harford Road. And the west side is still running okay from Liberty Road. You might begin to see a few brake lights between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer today. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s today. Tomorrow and Sunday, more fall-like feel. A high should be around the 78 degrees tomorrow, and for Sunday, partly cloudy, and a high around 75 degrees. It is not all that bad outside right now. You're looking at 60 degrees in Middle River, 58 degrees right now in Bel Air. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, here is Chuck Schumer. You kind of wonder if his shelf life is kind of beyond its date, but the people in New York seem to like him, so you know what you're going to do.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting.
Oh, yes, you are.
Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. This is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do. We are not that country.
Gotta change the record.
That is not what democracies do.
Okay, let me point something out. Under the Obama administration and under the Biden administration, there was direct outreach from the government to various groups, both internet groups and to the network, saying, you may say this or you may not say this, particularly about COVID. They didn't, I mean, Chuck Schumer had no problem with that. Apparently, if it's a Democrat reaching out from the White House saying, you may not say this, or you're going to be in trouble with us, which causes, obviously, the networks or the internet sites to say, well, then none of our people around here are going to say it because we want to stay in business. That's okay. But to have the FCC say, if the guy is going to honk off about 50% of the viewership and he's going to lie in so doing, we may have to take action in some form. That, apparently, is bullying. That can't be allowed. Thank you, Mr. Schumer, for that. And this is where things get really thorny. Because Schumer, apparently like an awful lot of people in this culture, doesn't seem to understand exactly what the First Amendment is all about.
It doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech. And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy. And I am just outraged by it.
Okay, here's the problem. Free speech applies to the government. The government. It doesn't apply to any network affiliate. It applies to the government interfering with what you have to say. So unless he's going to make the argument that a comment on a podcast from the head of the SEC constitutes governmental interference in the act of free speech, in which case, by the way, you would have network affiliates of ABC saying, hey, government, you shouldn't be involved with this, instead of sort of saying, we happen to agree with that stance. So, you know, get the guy to shut up, change his tune, whatever. So there's no free speech issue here as I can see it. This is an employment issue. Kimmel is an at-will employee. I'm sure he has a really nice contract, and the buyout's going to be very expensive if they decide to let him go. But right now, of course, they've not. I mean, all this drama is about a guy being told, basically, take a little time off. And I think they probably hope this will calm down and go away so they don't have to find a replacement for him. Because believe it or not, in their view of things, he's about the best they're going to get right now. He's the guy they want on the TV right now. But it's not a free speech issue. It's an employment issue. You have the right to free speech. You do not have the right to be employed. You can say whatever you wish, but not at the cost of your employment. Now, back in 2023, by the way, Chuck Schumer was singing a very, very different tune.
Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth.
So 24 months ago, Chuck Schumer was advocating for Rupert Murdoch, the head of Fox, to come down hard on one of his airtel and prevent the guy from going on. And now, of course, when a company actually does that, this is a major problem. Can we spell hypocrite?
As a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight. He has the right to free speech.
What a hypocrite.
Yeah, indeed, he is a hypocrite. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, more coming up on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I want to tell you right now about the guy that I would choose if I were to be selling my home right now, and that's Vinny Steele, who runs an amazing real estate empire, basically. If you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is contact Vinny. Find out what he's talking about before you decide to do anything else. If you've tried selling your home and it didn't sell, your contract is now up with the agent you happen to have before. Call Vinny Steele. Telephone number is 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert, and it makes buying and selling a home so simple. The real estate agent you choose, especially right now, matters a whole lot, and I would strongly suggest you choose Vinny Steele. Larry Ray, for example, has sold in just 3 weeks. I highly recommend Vinny. And Rochelle says, Vinny made selling my parents' property so simple. Vinny will find out what you'd like for your home, find out what time frame you're talking about, and he'll do his daggondest to make sure it sells in your time frame at your price, your agreed price. And should that not happen, he's going to take it off your hands anyway. It's a win-win situation for you. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieStio.com. 630 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes coming up. First, though, it's news and Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Chris Van Hollen is a co-sponsor of the NOPE Act to protect free speech. Van Hollen says the goal of the No Political Enemies Act is to protect people and groups from politically motivated attacks and prosecution from the federal government. The legislation comes after late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel was suspended because of his monologue that referenced the MAGA response to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Van Hollen says this case is textbook First Amendment, and people have to stand with those who stand up against illegal bullying by Donald Trump and his administration. Four coaches from the Harford Technical High School football program have now been fired as authorities investigate an alleged hazing incident that may have included sexual assault. In a message to families, Harford Tech principal wrote that those involved in the incident and those responsible for supervising them have been identified and are being disciplined. She says the school is not able to share any details about the alleged incident or the actions that have been taken in response to it. The family of a man who drowned at the Beaver Dam Swim Club wants the health department to review the club's record to determine if it's safe. 36-year-old Michael Randall was reported missing on August 17th, and his body was recovered from the quarry after a three-day search. Family attorney Tharu Vignaraja says the health department needs to review and revisit the decisions that allow the club to operate under the current conditions. He says that should include lifeguard training, warnings about swimming locations, the availability of life jackets, and what safety measures are in place. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
At 633, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing major on the Capitol Beltway, but it's slow already on the outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue, going up the hill there from 95 and all the way around to the Mormon Temple. There's some fog at the American Legion Bridge, but everybody's moving right now. And then the inner and the outer loop in Prince George's County is okay. 214 around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 95 without any major problems right now from Route 32 down to the Capitol Beltway. And the northbound side looks okay, heading up towards the rest area after Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. O's ran into a buzzsaw last night by the name of Max Fried. Seven shutout innings for the slim left-hander, striking out 13 Orioles along the way. As the Yanks blanked the birds at Camden Yards, 7-0 was the final. After the game, Fried on what worked for him.
Was able to locate both sides of the plate today and had a really good feel for my changeup. Really good feel for my changeup and was able to had a lot better command.
Meanwhile, in the other clubhouse, manager Mancelino says the pitcher and catcher worked well together for New York.
You know, he just hammered down the way with that sinker, and you know, he painted. I looked at a few of the pitches on the iPad, just trying to figure out what he was doing so different. You know, that catcher's sitting up on the black, and he's hitting the glove, you know, most of the night.
Game two of the four-game set tonight at 7:05 at Camden Yards. It'll be Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the Red Sox slump couldn't have come at a worse time.
The payoff pitch smoked out to left. It's going to be a home run for Rooker. Brent Rooker gets to 30, and that ball got out of here in a hurry.
Jenny Kavner with the call on A's TV. Brent Rooker got it going, powering the A's to a 5-3 win over the Sox at Fenway. Boston now has lost five of their last seven games. A lot of reasons to like Lamar on Monday night against the Lions. Jackson all-time 7-2 on Monday night games. He started with 22 touchdown passes and no interceptions. Yesterday in Owings Mills, Lamar was asked why he was so good on Monday nights and said it really isn't that complicated.
Probably the extra rest day, extra film, get a good feel for who we're playing against. And
Lamar also 24-2 lifetime against teams from the NFC. Practice participants yesterday for Baltimore included Isaiah Likely on a limited basis, and Marlon Humphrey was a full go. Sidelined were three defensive starters, Kyle Van Noy, Nnamdi Matabike, and Nate Wiggins as well. Thursday night football last night in Buffalo, Dolphins and Bills tied at 21 with about 7 minutes left to play.
Outside to Shakir. Inside to Tate. Shakir all the way in. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Shakir, that is Khalil Shakir. Score put the Bills up by 7 on their way to a 31-21 win over Miami. 14 former NC State male athletes have filed a civil lawsuit in state court alleging sexual abuse under the guise of treatment and harassment by the Wolfpack's former director of sports medicine. The allegations were filed in Wake County Superior Court against Robert Murphy Jr. The time now is 6:36. When we return, Frank Robinson's tour of Major League ballparks.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, Bruce, I got this actually from texter John. He thought that this would be a good crosstalk between you and I. We know how much you love to go around the majors with
yes.
different ballparks, cities.
Yep. Yep.
You've mentioned Coors Field. You've mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers, yep. etc. So, on this day in 1973, this was 52 years yeah. ago today, Frank Robinson set the major league record, hitting a home run in his 32nd Major League Baseball stadium.
Wow.
As the
that's cool.
And that he did that as a member of the Angels, by the way. They beat the Rangers that day 6-2 in Arlington, Texas. Guess what the record is for most ballparks homered in by a player now?
I don't know.
It's 45.
45.
Sammy Sosa did it. He came along at a time when a lot of ballparks were being built. Ken Griffey Jr. has homered in 44, and the crime dog Fred McGriff has homered in 43.
The crime dog.
I like that, don't you?
Yes.
What would your nickname be, Bruce?
Oh, wow. Right Field Elliot. I couldn't play with a damn. That was horrible.
Just kind of stick you out in right field.
Hope nobody hits there. It's simply the way it went.
How about last place, Elliot?
Last place works, too.
All right.
I have no illusions about my sports grandeur. There is none, to be really honest. So, yeah, last place, Elliot, sounds just perfectly appropriate.
Okay, that's what I think we're going to do then.
Thanks, man. I so appreciate it. Did we do our picks, by the way?
No, we got to do them today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got to text Sean and make sure that he's good.
Yeah, really?
Or else he's going to go 0-4.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe I won't text Sean.
Just to make him go 0-4 anyway.
Exactly.
By default.
Yeah.
Well,
make it emailed three
you.
And
I guess,
nine.
I guess you didn't see it. Ah. All right, you'll see you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. I'm Bruce Elliott. Ah, nothing there. Okay. I thought we went to a spot at that point. All right, so let's not go to a spot. Let's instead go to Brian Stelter, who seems somehow to feel that another great injustice has been done now that Jimmy Kimmel has been suspended because of his comments having to do with Charlie Kirk's assassination. Stelter says that we're not airing Kimmel because I guess we're all under the sway of that evil Donald Trump.
This was very sudden after Carr spoke out on that far-right podcast. Then some stations that are owned by other companies but affiliated with ABC started to complain to ABC. We know one of them, Nexstar, which has about two dozen stations with the ABC logo and all the ABC programming. Nexstar publicly announced that they were going to drop Kimmel's show indefinitely. Within a matter of minutes, we heard from Disney that the show was being pulled altogether. That suggests to me that other station owners were probably also getting scared. Other station owners were probably also coming up with backup plans not to air Kimmel's show.
Yeah, like Sinclair, like who knows of the other groups. They don't seem to fully understand. They do not have the right to be on TV. They don't have the right to have employment in broadcasting. Not just in this industry, but nobody has the right to be forever employed. You can always be laid off, or the company, even if you're the best worker in the world, your company can go bust and you're unemployed. Employment is a transitory phenomenon. And for us to not recognize that in this culture leads to this kinds of privileged behavior for people to think, well, Jimmy Kimmel had the job, thus he must be able to keep the job forever and ever, regardless of what occurs.
America is a less free place if late night comedians cannot do and say what they want. Of course, they can be tuned out. People can change the channel. That's how we vote. That's how we have our say in America. But this really does have a chilling effect across the American media. And it's not just me saying it. We've heard from the group FIRE in the past few minutes, the free speech group FIRE, yeah, saying, quote, the government pressured ABC and ABC caved.
Wow. Yeah. Late night comedians, they can say and do anything they want. It's a free speech issue. They seem to continually confuse free speech, which is government interference or prevention of government interference in your speech. And by the way, it's mostly political speech, so that's what it was aimed for. But, of course, it's been expanded to pretty much any speech. You can go stand on the street corner right now and swear your head off right in front of your place of business. And that's going to be great fun for you until 9 o'clock when the boss walks in and sees you there and is going to say, what are you doing? And you're saying, I'm expressing myself through the First Amendment. And he says, well, fine, go do it in the town square somewhere because you don't work here anymore. And he has the right to do that. People don't seem to get that on the left. They don't get the idea that, yeah, you have free speech, but we no longer live in the cancel culture. We now, folks, live in the consequence culture. There's a consequence of that behavior. There's a consequence for Jimmy Kimmel when he does what Jimmy Kimmel is known to do, and that is go slightly astray. And, of course, it's all very, very left-leaning. So those of us on the right are a little more attuned to this kind of nonsense. But believe me, it's all in the numbers. You go look at the ratings. If the ratings suck, they're going to be much more inclined to pull you off the air. If the ratings are great, they'll be much less likely to pull you off the air, even temporarily. And that's all this is so far with Jimmy Kimmel. More on that coming up. First, though, it's 6:43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Yeah, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway still looks good. Not a lot of traffic so far. Everybody's moving just fine right here at Hartford Road on both the inner and the outer loop. In a little while, maybe another 30 minutes or so, the sun will be a factor on the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue. Right now, still behind the trees, so the inner loop is moving pretty good shape right now, heading over towards Greenspring Avenue and eventually to the JFX. The west side outer loop, yeah, now we're getting the brake lights here, beginning right around I-70 and for that traffic eventually down into the ramps at Route 40. So that's going to start to back us up and we'll start to slow back towards the ramps at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer with high temps in the upper 80s today. Wow. Tomorrow, more fall-like feel. Highs simply in the high 70s, maybe 78, 79 degrees. And right now, we're taking a look at fairly cool temperatures as far as those things go. Baltimore, 65 degrees. Reisterstown right now sitting at 60. And yes, once again, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon, a public service in the name of our food and beverage industries, and one Butterball Johnson.
If I was smart, I'd leave right now.
That's true. That's very true. Trader Joe's has brought back its most popular fall drink, Chuck, and has added new ones to try as well. Every year, Trader Joe's introduces a selection of limited edition fall drinks, and of course, this year's batch has finally arrived. The options include returning fan favorites and brand new products, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, depending on where you happen to shop. Mm-hmm. You have your pumpkin spice espresso martini.
No.
The Howling Gorge pumpkin ale. No, we're not going there either. How about the pumpkin spice Chardonnay? No, I'm not going to do that. We then get to something that I might consider, spice cider. I love spice.
That's probably all right.
Yeah. There's I forget what the Swedish word is, mulled cider or something like this that you used to have. It was wonderful stuff. It's like mulled wine, but non-alcoholic. You have the vanilla cardamom flavored cold brew coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink vanilla flavored coffee.
No, I don't drink any kind of coffee.
One more, the Gourd Tree Pumpkin Cider.
Gourd.
And of course, the Pumpkin Spice Cold Brew Concentrate as well. Oh. How special for all of us.
There's
so much pumpkin around.
Yes.
It's the one thing that I live for is more pumpkin, please.
Please.
Golf has something. This is for you, Chuck.
Okay.
This is the coolest cocktail. It's called the Transfusion. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
You're the golfer. It's a highball, ice cold. It's crushing it on the fairways, or so says the author of this article.
Mm-hmm.
There's a light, refreshing cocktail on a day like this, especially when you're outside, for many golfers across the U.S., is now the Transformer. Or no, it's the Transfusion, rather.
Transfusion.
The Transfusion.
I could use that sometimes on the 18th hole,
Yeah, it's made with vodka, ginger ale, grape juice, a squeeze of lime. It's simple and easy drinking as they come.
Wow.
So it apparently must end up tasting like a little bit of lime juice and ginger ale and grape, but mm-hmm. It's actually mostly heavy on vodka.
Mm.
Vodka.
Yes, a little vodka.
A little vodka. And finally this. I marvel at this. I really do. Because I cannot conceive of the usefulness of this product. Costco now has available to you, shoppers, a 60-pound bucket of light amber honey.
60 pounds?
60 pounds. Jeez. Why?
How the hell are you going to carry it?
Why? Why?
What are you going to do with 60 pounds of that stuff?
Honest to God.
How the hell are you going to get it anywhere?
I mean, I suppose what you can do is put a fly in it, wait long enough, it turns into amber, and around 700 or 800 years from now, you might be able to sell it. But come on.
Sure.
60 pounds of honey available at Costco. Price, by the way, is only $114.99. That's just $1.92 per pound. So,
oh, boy.
Maybe you could buy it and rebottle it in smaller quantities and make a buck off of it.
Right. Just like you put that in the trunk of the front tire. Off the ground.
Amazing. 60-pound bucket of light amber honey.
60 pounds of honey.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. It's, I mean, many guys thought they were marrying 60 pounds of honey, and they found out somehow that it wasn't 60 pounds and it wasn't
20
honey.
20 years later, it was 260 pounds of honey.
Yes. So how to tell if your honey is real, by the way, if you decide to go get yourself a 60-pound vat, you check for crystallization. Real honey crystallizes over time, as long as it's stored in a cool, dark place, while adulterated honey, adulterated, always retains the same consistency.
Now we're getting kinky in the voice.
And the National Consumers League has another tip. Drip a teaspoon of honey into water. If the honey is pure, it will not mix easily with water, but it will become slightly thicker in texture.
All right.
Another method is the paper test. Just place a bit of honey on a plate and then put a piece of paper on it. Okay.
Folks, if you've been listening for the last 5 minutes and you haven't killed yourself
yet. I'm so sorry. Wow.
We take it back.
Seriously, waste of space. And that is today's food news. Charles, we'll check back with you in a couple.
I'll be back.
All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie, and Sean, of course, has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so much for having us in. This is a story. This is from Dearborn, Michigan. I used to have a caller who called here all the time from Dearbornistan, is what he called it. And this kind of gives an indication of that. This is a resident of Dearborn at a public meeting. The mayor's there. And this guy, whose name is Ted, I think, Theodore, I believe. We'll check in a minute. He said there are signs going up in Dearborn honoring the Arab American news publisher Osama Siblani. Siblani's signs were placed at intersections on Warren Avenue by Wayne County, not the city of Dearborn, but the mayor escalated the debate, telling this citizen some rather ugly things. The citizen identifies himself as Ted Barham, Dearborn resident. He objected to two intersections being named after Siblani. He said he's a promoter of Hezbollah and Hamas, and he quoted some past remarks from Siblani, including he talks about how the blood of martyrs irrigates the land of Palestine, whether we are in Michigan and whether we are in Yemen. Believe me, everyone should fight within his means. They will fight with stones, others will fight with guns, others fight with planes, drones, and rockets. This is the guy who now has placards to him in a couple of intersections in Dearborn. First, here's Ted.
I feel like, but despite that, I feel like having that sign up there, it's almost like having, you know, maybe a street, Hezbollah Street or Hamas Street. I mean, Hezbollah, you know, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans.
Yeah, well, that's a fair objection, one would think. The mayor of Dearbornistan is Abdullah Hamoud. He was not in a cheery, helpful mood.
The best suggestion I have for you is to not drive on Warren Avenue or to close your eyes while you're doing it. His name is up there, and I spoke at a ceremony celebrating it because he's done a lot for this community. You are a bigot, and you are a racist, and you are an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you are not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city.
So that's what's happening in Islamic-run cities and municipalities in this country. If you're a Christian, you better be quiet about it, or you'll be invited to leave. Think on that.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A very full Friday for you. Coming up later on the show, of course, Nina Mangione, Delegate Mangione, will check in with us to see what's happening down in Annapolis. Right now, it's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Second problem of the morning at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. At one point, there was an incident right before 6 that was police involved there. And now there's a wreck on the inner loop at the bridge in the local lane. So on the far right side, but it's backed up to Indian Head Highway. So if you're in Prince George's County and you're coming around from Branch Avenue, you're trying to cross the Potomac, especially in the local lanes, problems there. Several lanes are blocked at the accident scene. We filled in
in just a bit on the Beltway now towards Hartford Road. The west side is busy between Liberty Road and Route 40 West, and there is a little bit of slowing now beginning to develop as we're going south into both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly sunny. We're going to feel like summer today. Highs are going to be around the 88-degree mark tomorrow and Sunday. More fall with the highs in the upper 70s, and Sunday partly cloudy and a high in the mid-70s. Right now, the temperature is still primarily the high 50s, low 60s. You're looking at around 56 degrees currently outlying, and around 61 degrees currently downtown on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 655 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right, this is where we are, folks, in this country. Jasmine Crockett in the House yesterday tried to slip in somehow that the assassin of Charlie Kirk, well, clearly he must be MAGA. She was called on it immediately by Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Have you see? It is from, it looks like Yahoo News. It says, Charlie Kirk suspect's grandma says family is all MAGA.
Without objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Ms. Greene from Georgia.
I can assure you that the man, the 22-year-old man, Tyler Robinson, that murdered Charlie Kirk is not MAGA. His family may be Republican, but all of the evidence that is being presented proves that he is a far leftist, very much integrated in online groups that are linked to Antifa. He was in a relationship with a biological male, so-called furry, whatever that is transitioning to be a woman.
Yeah, and actually, that does raise a very interesting question for me. What the hell's a furry? I mean, I truly, I don't get it. Now, I saw the picture of this individual, and they're wearing, like, some kind of a hoodie kind of thing with ears on it. It looks like it's fuzzy. But what is their belief set? I mean, if you know, please fill me in, because this is a puzzle to me. This is a subgroup in this country, and the country, of course, is full of subgroups. But this is one that I'm really puzzled about. Because, for example, it's going to be 88 degrees today. You mean to tell me somebody's going to be walking around with a hoodie on made of, like, crushed velvet because they're so strongly identifying as a furry? In which case, what else do you believe in? And wearing just your boxer briefs in December? I mean, there are some crazy things going on in this world, but this may be one of the crazier. I have no idea what a furry is. But we do know that the assassin, Robinson, alleged, was actually living with a furry. Right? A little, you know, maybe, I think actually on this hat that they have, they put some kind of like a little fringe on the top as well. So it's a furry with a fringe on top, if you could. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed by that. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, he has his shorts in a knot over the taking Jimmy Kimmel off the air. He's not fired. He's at this point just suspended. They're just taking the show off for a bit. We'll see if a bit turns into years. But as of this morning, as of this conversation, he's not fired yet. But Jimmy Pritzker says basically, this is time for damn the torpedoes, you know, all steam ahead. It's we're going to defend this island, whatever the case might be here.
I do not understand why people are not standing up and pushing back when they ought to. Because what's at stake here is free speech. It's our Constitution and our way of life. Do we really want the President of the United States intimidating people, organizations, to get others fired?
Of course, this happened rather routinely during the Democratic administrations of Barack Obama and of Joe Biden. You had the president, in those two cases, calling up people directly as the president and saying, you know, you really shouldn't have this person on the air, or don't you dare talk about COVID in any way other than the approved manner of discussing COVID. J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats are so tone deaf on this. They've somehow, in an unerring fashion, they managed to link their fortunes with the 20% view on these 20%, 80% issues. And in my view, this is another one of them. who cares if a late-night TV talk show host loses his job other than those people who watch the show a whole lot? Not me. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song, or maybe hearing conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And that's a fact. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire state of Maryland. The call is 410-944-3100, or online you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. Again, that's AAIAudiology.com, or 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100. It's 7 o'clock on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. ABC TV's indefinite suspension of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel is drawing fire from Democrats on Capitol Hill. They see the cancellation as so-called censorship advocated by the Federal Communications Commission. But FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is challenging those accusations. Carr says the FCC doesn't license national TV networks and that the Kimmel decision was pushed by owners of local TV stations around the country.
And what happened for the first time, frankly, in modern history, is local TV stations first, Nexstar, which owns some, then Sinclair, which owns others, says, listen, we don't want to run Kimmel. We don't think it actually serves the needs of our communities in Utah, in Pennsylvania. And so this is TV stations pushing back on national programmers, which I think is a very good thing.
The FCC chairman interviewed on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's a unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board releasing a statement that reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as a new CEO and chair of the board." The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. President Trump due to speak with his Chinese counterpart later today. Mr. Trump and Xi Jinping will talk about finalizing a TikTok deal.
TikTok has tremendous value. The United States has that value in its hand because we're the ones that have to approve it. I specifically get the right to approve it.
Citing national security concerns, Congress has ordered TikTok to sell its assets to an American company or face a ban in the U.S. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points, NASDAQ futures 22 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 has gone up to about a 10 to 12 minute delay now southbound before the O'Donnell Street ramp, backing up about to the Erdman Avenue ramp, but nothing out of the ordinary. No stoppages right now. 95 is still running okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Parkville side of the Beltway has filled in just a bit at Hartford Road. Minor slowing there heading over towards Perry Kettering Parkway and the west side in that stretch between I-70 and the ramps of Route 40. Again, busy there. Some brake lights. They're moving. And once you clear Route 40, you're down the hill towards Frederick Road and with the lanes open, eventually down towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Lutherville, 57 in Baldwin. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 16-year-old is dead following a Thursday crash in Harford County that involved a school bus and two passenger vehicles. The sheriff's office says the accident happened shortly after 2 p.m. at 543 and Crescent Knoll Drive. Investigators say a vehicle traveling northbound on 543 was waiting to make a left turn onto Crescent Knoll Drive when it was struck from behind by another vehicle that pushed it into the school southbound bus. The 17-year-old driver of the first vehicle was flown to a trauma center. His 16-year-old passenger died. Howard County police are investigating a deadly stabbing in Ellicott City. Police were called to an apartment on West Springs Drive shortly after 3, where they found a woman with stab wounds. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 477, the pick 4, 0876. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds and Yanks last night at Camden Yards. Kate Povich, no match for Max Fried.
His 13th game with the Yankees. 1-1 from Povich, and Rosario rips this one into the left field corner. Coming around to score is Goldschmidt. Bellinger around third, heading home. Rosario drives in two, and the Yankees lead 2-0.
Kenny Albert had to call on Fox. Newcomer Ahmed Rosario started it in the first, and Giancarlo Stanton finished it with a two-run double in the seventh as the Yanks, behind seven shutout innings from left-hander Max Fried, blanked the Birds in front of 25,000-plus at Camden Yards. 7-0 was the final. The Birds managing only three hits in the game. Manager Mancelino after the game says the Birds lineup is going to need some help.
We love our young kids a lot, but we also know that veteran hitters are different guys. I firmly believe that you don't get the best out of hitters till probably years 5, 6, 7, 8.
First pitch tonight at 7:05 with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore Game 2 of that four-game set with New York. Elsewhere, 18-year veteran Clayton Kershaw had something to say yesterday.
True, and I can't have time today to do it justice for all the people that have helped me along the way.
Announcing his retirement at the end of the season, the future Hall of Famer, of course, one of the great pitchers of our time in a Dodger uniform. Question posed to Lamar yesterday in Owings Mills, given his record on Monday nights, 7-2, his effectiveness, 22 touchdown passes, no picks. Was he a fan of Monday Night Football growing up? Did he watch?
I was trying to play the game, trying to imitate what those guys was doing, if anything. But my mom used to make me go to sleep because I had school, so nah, not really.
I think we can all relate to that. But the question last night was, did anyone care to watch Thursday Night Football in Buffalo?
Off the fake, rolling. He can run if he has to. Instead, he flips it for the touchdown.
He hits Jackson Hawes.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Ah, yes, the old shovel pass. Josh Allen and Jackson Hawes, one of three touchdown passes for Allen. Dolphins put up a surprising fight, but the Bills prevail. 31-21 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, when your daughter wins Comeback Player of the Year. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system repair? Placement, they've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two on this Friday, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We have a couple of TV monitors here in the studio, and one of them happens to be dark right now, and I think that we're having difficulty controlling the volume on that one. So if you turn it on, and the world gets to hear what's going on. But the other one, usually, when I come in, it has a news station on. I hadn't glanced at it this morning. I just glanced up during Gary Stein Sports, and it wasn't on the news station. It was on ION TV, I-O-N, doing some nature show on various animals that eat field mice. And so I'm watching. I think, wow, I hope people aren't having breakfast during this, because that's going to be a good... That was a little rough. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover during the course of this hour. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start with this. Douglas Murray. He gave an interview a couple of days ago, and he said a couple of very interesting things about where we are as a culture. And particularly why we're seeing the dehumanization of each other in the manner we are. We're seeing that basically, look, you can't simply assassinate somebody without making him unhuman or unworthy first. If you view that person as a person of worth, as a real person like you, that you may have a disagreement with, but all in all, you sit down and have a beer with them, you're not likely to assassinate them. If you view this individual as part of a video game on TV and not real, or as a caricature, well, he's Hitler or something like that, well, you're much more likely to say that is not a person with worth. That's simply a bad thing that I have to eliminate from my game board here. And Douglas Murray said, you're right, it's one of the things missing here is the ability or the willingness to do what Charlie Kirk had been doing. Sit down and disagree with people in an agreeable fashion. To have those disagreements, to hash things out that used to be the norm in this country. You'd sit down and you'd have arguments. Some rational, some not, and sometimes you'd change somebody else's opinion. If not, at least you'd understand what the logic was behind their point of view and be able to somehow come to terms with it. Murray says that's gone now.
Why what I refer to as face-to-face interaction in America has become so rare. Why is it that face-to-face interaction of the kind that Charlie Kirk encouraged, that de Tocqueville noticed when he came to this country 200 years ago, is disappearing? When you disappear face-to-face interaction, where we hash out our disagreements face-to-face in public, where you look into the eyes, literally, of your fellow American and recognize that they're a human being like you, that has disappeared. Social media, Reddit, all of these things have helped it disappear. But it means that the faceless person online can get away with making their opponent faceless as well.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times I've observed this. The things people will say online, they would never say to the other individual's face. The discourtesy that people show online shows a complete lack of a filter that you would actually apply if you're sitting having a cup of coffee with somebody. You would never phrase things the way you phrase them, say things the way you say them online. And this dehumanization is slowly disintegrating our culture, in my view. And it's a very, very bad and very dangerous way to go. More on that coming up. Right now it's 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We're down at the Potomac at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and there was a wreck on the inner loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge going from Maryland to the Virginia side in the local lanes. It looks like now that those lanes are all moving again, so they may have cleared the wreck from the bridge going over onto the southbound side of 95 and eventually into northern Virginia. But it's backed up back beyond the ramps at 210 at Indian Head Highway and may be backing up eventually back towards the area at Route 5. So anybody around the curve there from 214 and then across the Potomac, it's an extra delay there. Could be a half an hour delay right now. Trying to get better. We'll come back and revisit that. There are some slow pockets on the Beltway. 895 had backed up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. That's fluctuating back and forth. JFX clear this morning between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer today. High should be around 88 degrees. Not bad at all. Tomorrow and Sunday, more fall feel to the days. Highs in the upper 70s tomorrow and sunny. And Sunday, partly cloudy and a high in the mid-70s. Right now, Aberdeen has 59. Ellicott City has 58 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it's time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Interesting comment from the president having to do with Charlie Kirk and his demise. They knew one another. Some would say that the president viewed Charlie Kirk as an additional son, that they had a sense of kinship one with the other. He thought very highly of him. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump says that he'd had conversations with Charlie Kirk about Kirk's future.
I actually said, Charlie, someday I think you have a good chance of being president. I think you will be president, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think he would have had a great chance. He was very compelling. I've never seen anybody capture a group of people like he captured youth. He captured youth. It was incredible. You know, when I say he was a young guy, but I'm talking about the 20-year-olds and the 18-year-olds. It was like he had a following that was incredible.
He did. He had a following that was incredible. His appearance on a college campus was an event. It was a celebration of America in that it celebrated the kinds of face-to-face communication for which we had become known historically and had disappeared in the last 20 years or so as we all went online. And that is your mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Listen, a bit more on this, if I could, without being self-indulgent. I just want to see if I'm making the point correctly, and somehow I always felt I never quite get there on it. So let me take another swing at it. The more we have gone online, the more we get absorbed with our cell phones, with our iPhone or Android, whatever the case might be, the less likely it is that you're going to sit at a dinner table and look at the person across the table from you and have a conversation. Those of us who are parents, most of us have gone through the phenomenon of sitting down for dinner when your teenage son or daughter is staring at their phone in their lap, thinking of somehow you're not aware that they're doing that. As they pretend to listen to you, you know, they're actually communicating with the phone in their lap and whoever's on the other end, rather than focusing on the conversation in the present. That phenomenon leads to a kind of dehumanization even of the people around us because we're seen as an obstruction to conversation rather than as a way to communicate effectively one with the other. And to the degree that we become dehumanized, and it starts by not valuing the young in the way we should in this culture. I mean, truly valuing them from birth on, saying this is a human being with value. That life should be cherished from birth. Without getting into the whole abortion kind of discussion, from the minute that a human being is a human being, we should be valuing that human being. We should let that human being know that. Instead, you go online, and it's profanity after profanity after personal attack. Online bullying of kids in school is endemic in this country. And it's destroying the country from the inside. What Khrushchev said way back when, I think in 1950, 59, you know, we will bury you, is because he saw that we would become buried in our commercial excess. And we've reached that point where now you can get a cell phone so thin that I would never buy it because I'd be afraid I'd sit on it and break it in half. You know, the new really thin iPhone, I forget what it's called, but it's so thin that literally I would be very concerned. My fat butt would sit on that thing, and I think it's gone. I just spent $1,000 to have something I can sit on. Oh, well. And it is, and I know I'm guilty of it, too. My wife will tell you I'm guilty of it. I get lost in the phone. We all do. And I don't know how to fix that other than to say I will try to be better, and maybe we all should. Talk Radio 680 WCB, 719. Let me tell you, folks, if I could, about Timcott Electric, because Timcott Electric, they've always been my electrician, and now they're my HVAC folks, too, because now Timcott Electric is Timcott Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Timcott Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather's changing, and now's the time to call Timcott Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle, Electrical, Heating, and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Will you win in your retirement? Your retirement years are way too valuable to just hope you plan for them properly. Join me, Brian Akers, founder of Akers Financial Group, and host the Winning in Retirement radio show each Saturday at 10 a.m. Learn from our team of advisors each week as we coach you on today's financial topics to better your tomorrow so that you can be winning in retirement. Don't miss Winning in Retirement Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Member FINRA SIPC.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A couple of emails in. Let's scan through one or two while we have the moment. Jim at the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, emails in, great show. That reinforces that, Bruce, if you ever get the opportunity to go solo again, I hope you take it. No shouting or crazy name calling, just impeccable logic. Thank you for the compliment, appreciate that. Judy emails in, I don't recall seeing Schumer crying about those of us who lost our jobs or who were discharged from the military for not taking the jab. This after Congress and their staff were exempt from such mandates. In fact, Kimmel at that time said on a show that anyone who needed medical care but hadn't taken the jab should be left to die. Sorry, but not sorry that it's been taken off the air, Jenna, in Ocean City. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely true. And Mike, on furry, I've had some girlfriends who are furries, and that's as far as he goes on that. And Elaine, Bruce, Jimmy Kimmel got off easy by having a so-called free speech. Charlie didn't. He got a bullet. That is intimidation, Mr. Pritzker. All right, 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to weigh in on this or the other stuff we're talking about. Coming up, by the way, and this will be, I think, a fascinating conversation. Maxine Waters, one of the most articulate Democrats in Congress, had something fascinating to say, and we'll see if we can't decipher it for you coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, it's 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the Charles Whitaker.
She's a doll.
She is, man. And she's so concise. You know, I mean, her command of the language is just It's like it's a foreign language to her.
Oh, Fred no, that's... Sanford said to Esther one time, why don't you stick your face in some dough and make gorilla cookies?
You're a horrible man. You are a horrible, horrible man.
Same thing here. Get ready for Halloween. Get your new Maxine Waters cookies today. So, you know I ain't lying. You've seen it.
I'm not saying a thing here.
Okay, cool. There's a minor wreck southbound 95 right before the Keith Avenue ramp. The police cars and the vehicle are well off to the side. They're looking at it just a bit on 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it's a non-issue, at least as far as any lane blockage is concerned. 895 is a little slow yet from Urban Avenue, O'Donnell Street, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. The accident on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the interloop at the Potomac going into Northern Virginia did clear the roadway, and the pace is trying to improve. Still slow from Indian Head Highway, but should get better now into Northern Virginia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Mostly sunny today. It's going to feel like summer. A high around 88 degrees. Wow. Tomorrow and Sunday, more fall feel to it. Tomorrow sunny and a high around 78 for Sunday. Partly cloudy and a high around 75 degrees. A perfect day is for doing some woodworking out in the garage. Right now, Ellicott City, 58 degrees. Aberdeen has 59. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Bill is in Ocean City, and he says there's a military motto that applies to Mr. Kimmel. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I was in the Army. I was military police, so I became familiar with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is a law book for all branches of the military.
Yep.
And there's actually two different regulations, one for officers, one for enlisted. And basically, you had conduct unbecoming an officer, and then action to bring disgrace upon the military. You know, and I remember reading back when I was on active duty about officers that got in trouble because they printed an article or wrote an article or did something along those lines. And what's interesting, you know, they talk about the Constitution. In the military, if you go downtown to the local, you know, in my case, it was Fayetteville, you know, you get in a fight and you hit a cop and you're in all this trouble, you come back to the base, you can actually be charged under these regulations, mm-hmm. and it's not considered double jeopardy. But, yeah, free speech, yeah, you know, Kimmel can say what he wants, but like you say, he's not... doesn't have a right to the job.
No, it's welcome to the consequence culture. We're done with the cancel culture, which is what the left ran. This is the consequence culture. You do something stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's the way it's going to come down.
Oh, I agree.
All right.
You're right. Like I said, this regulation, you know, says that you can say what you want, but be prepared.
Yeah.
Accept the consequences of your actions.
There's a four initial concept out there right now that pretty much says it all, Bill. And I think if you call the concept is FAFO. So we all kind of know what that means. Thanks. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. And right now, by the way, here is, because I want to make sure I get it before half past. She is so good. She is so articulate. She is so on spot.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Maxine Waters, she is just a wordsmith. She has a command of the English language like no one I've ever seen before, except perhaps somebody coming out of a 5 or 6 year long coma. And she is able to articulate concepts that even she doesn't fully understand in as many words as is necessary for the rest of us to end up confused.
Let me just start by saying Donald Trump is the most profound, pro-fraud president in history.
That's not a good start, but
Keep going.
Financial services companies are now experimenting requirements for public disclosure, harm mitigation, and other important protections, putting American consumers and others, market participants at risk.
Our judges indicate that that's close enough.
That's about as close as you're going to get, Maxine. And if you guys can decipher that for me, I sure would appreciate it. It's great. It really is. To hear her speak is always a delight. Between her and Chuck Schumer, I'm not sure which of the two butchers the language more. And this is the thing. They have the words in front of them. They're reading from a printed page, which implies, by the way, that assuming you have time in your busy day, you can pre-read that at least once, to understand what's going on. We get pieces of commercial copy here, for example, that they decided that punctuation is not particularly important. So I'm never quite sure where a sentence ends and where it begins until I go through and mark the copy. It's kind of one of those things that's useful if you actually want to get a concept across. I also take in words that I cannot pronounce, like what's my biggest bugaboo is similarly. I hate that word. I hate saying that word in copy because I always mess it up. Always. Similarly, see how forced that is? Similarly, it's 729, almost 730 right now. And here she is, being her similarly best, Maggie Hunter News.
Why, thank you. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Chris Van Hollen is a co-sponsor of the NOPE Act to protect free speech. Van Hollen says the goal of the No Political Enemies Act is to protect people and groups from politically motivated attacks and prosecution from the federal government. The legislation comes after late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel was suspended because of his monologue that referenced the MAGA response to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Van Hollen says this case is textbook First Amendment, and people have to stand with those who stand up against illegal bullying by Donald Trump. Four coaches from the Harford Technical High School football program have now been fired as authorities investigate an alleged hazing incident that may have included sexual assault. In a message to families, the Harford Tech principal wrote that those involved in the incident and those responsible for supervising them have been identified and are being disciplined. She says the school is not able to share any details about the alleged incident or the actions that have been taken in response to it. And the family of a man who drowned at the Beaver Dam Swim Club wants the health department to review the club's record to determine if it's safe. 36-year-old Michael Randall was reported missing on August 17th, and his body was recovered from the quarry after a three-day search. Family attorney Tharoo Vignaraja says the health department needs to review and revisit the decisions that allow the club to operate under the current conditions. He says that should include lifeguard training, warnings about swimming locations, the availability of life jackets, and what safety measures are in place. WCBM News Time, 7:31. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org. And help build homes and rebuild lives.
At 7:33, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some slowing as you're going south now towards Annapolis, Benfield Boulevard, I-97 south down through the split at Route 32. So that's the normal bunch up right there. It's not horrible, but it's a little bit slow through that area. The contractor working now Friday morning, weekend, working during drive time. How many times have I said it over the last three, 4 years? Northbound 95, exit 76. They block a lane. They give us a mile plus backup. All this traffic is trying to get on up the line, eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. And they decide during rush hour, we'll do some work in the right lane. Just, I almost said something bad. Just fantastic for the traffic northbound. Beltway a little bit slow. Spots, JFX, you're still okay south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. He may not have the build or the power of a Tarek Skubal or a Garrett Crochet or even a Trevor Rogers for that matter, but he's just as effective, and he was last night at Camden Yards.
Mayo strikes out, and Fried matches his career-high strikeout number 13.
And he has been on his game.
And that's the way it was last night. Kenny Albert and the Hall of Famer John Smoltz with the call on Fox. Max Fried, the slim left-hander, was unhittable last night for the Yanks. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, and the 13 strikeouts as the Yanks blanked the O's. 7-0 was the final in the first of 4 games at Camden Yards between the two AL East rivals. After the game, manager Mancelino on what worked for Max Fried.
You know, he just hammered down the way with that sinker, and you know, he painted. I looked at a few of the pitches on the iPad, just trying to figure out what he was doing so different. You know, that catcher's sitting up on the black, and he's hitting the glove, you know, most of the night.
Meanwhile, Mancelino on his starter last night, Cade Povich.
I was in maybe the fourth inning. It felt like he got a couple pitches over, right? He started to land the breaking ball. I feel like the stuff sharpened up in the fourth inning, and he felt pretty good about it. In the fifth inning, it got a little bit rocky again.
Got to do better, though. Povich now 3-8 on the campaign, a 5.06 earned run average. Meanwhile, in Queens, this happened Wednesday night. A former Oriole strikes a huge blow for San Diego.
Manny hits it in the air to left field. Back goes Nemo.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, we used to say. The great Don Orsillo with the call on Padres TV. Manny's grand slam powered the Padres to a key win over the Mets as the playoff chase continues in Southern California. Led by Amon St. Brown and Jameson Williams, the Lions have one of the most talented wide receiver groups the Ravens will face all season. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton still remembers playing against St. Brown during his freshman year in college.
I remember my freshman year at Notre Dame. We were playing SC and playing against him and Michael Pittman and Drake London. And you could tell, like, when he got the ball, he was trying to make the most of his opportunities, and he always worked super hard or just was working super hard on the field, and that translates.
Into a terrific NFL career for St. Brown. Only 5 players in the NFL have more receiving yards than him, 5,011 since he entered the league in 2021. And finally, what can't ESPN do? They give us the sports, they're social justice warriors, nonstop, of course, and now apparently they excel in solving crimes, finding a key witness in the murder case against a former Miami Hurricanes football player accused in the 2006 killing of teammate Brian Patta. Prosecutors in the case had told the court the witness, Paul Connor, had died and the prosecution couldn't proceed. But an ESPN reporter knocked on his door in Louisville, Kentucky, and lo and behold, Paul Connor answers the knock. The murder trial will now go on in a few weeks. What in the hell? Connor told ESPN he wasn't aware anyone from Miami had even been looking for him, and he rarely leaves his apartment. The time now is 7:37 when we return a Boston sportscaster beaming on camera.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I guess the lesson is, need a private investigator? Call ESPN or something. How about this from Boston TV sports anchor Steve Burton? Bruce, I think you're going to like this one.
All right, I'm ready.
On air, delivering the sports news Wednesday night with the Red Sox in the playoff chase. Well, let's let him take it away.
He takes it away very quietly.
He does.
He approaches the pin. Like a golf announcer.
All right. Are you kidding me here? Anyway, Steve Burton's daughter, Nyesha Burton, was voted the comeback player of the year
The
WNBA. And so while the Red Sox are in the playoff hunt and the Patriots are coming off the big win, Steve Burton, and he talked about all those things, Steve Burton also complimenting and praising his daughter, which he well should have. And a beaming dad, I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, well, as a beaming grandfather, I'm sure you can as well.
I am beaming, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
7 pounds, 10 ounces, my friend.
I don't think you'd mentioned that before.
The little Lily Margalit.
Oh, I'm sure you'd never mentioned that before.
Yeah,
not ever. All right, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Victor Davis Hanson, one of the smartest guys, I think, on the North American continent right now. Taking a look at what is happening to our culture, what's happening as we see this very gentle pushback happening from those of us who just want to live in a sane country. He has these observations.
Something is happening in the United States, I think worldwide too. It's almost as if there were fuel in the death of Charlie Kirk ignited it. It's not a George Floyd movement at all or moment. We've talked about that. It's very different. It's building up frustration. It's not a top-down DEI mandate. It's a grassroots kind of collective shrug throughout Western civilization. And I guess it could be characterized as enough is enough.
Yeah, I think that is basically what's happening. A lot of us are saying, look, we are tolerant people. You can be a furry if you want to be. That's on you. If you want to define yourself as a 5-year-old goat, then okay. I don't have to do it, but I'm not going to interfere with your interest in doing so. That's fine. But there's a point at which we say, that's about as far as we're going to go down the road.
Thousands of people are commemorating the death of Charlie Kirk. There's no tolerance for the usual left-wing socialist craziness, the abhorrent, violent smears of conservatives who've died. And you don't see major bureaucrats or generals or Hollywood figures coming out and rejoicing because they feel that they're going to get a big pushback.
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting, by the way, is the comparison. Charlie Kirk gets assassinated, and we light candles. Floyd got killed, and they lit up cities. It's a very different kind of concept as to the direction of the country, and we're saying enough is enough. The other thing is the deliberate push to delegitimize the role of family in the society. There are a number of what they call agencies in a culture. There's government, there's church, there's family, the three primary ones. And the push for big government has been trying to delegitimize the other two agencies or three agencies. They want to be everything to everybody. And Hanson says, no matter how they push this, no matter what they do, the fact is the nuclear family, mom, dad, kid, or kids, has been the staple in Western civilization for a couple thousand years.
The nuclear two-parent family for 2,500 years has ensured the survival of Western civilization. It gives us 2 to 3 to 4 children, and we can reproduce the species. We're tolerant of Islam and Buddhism, Hinduism. We have a multiracial, multicultural population. But whether we like it or not, the foundations of the United States are Judeo-Christian as they are of Western civilization.
Yeah, one of the interesting things, of course, is we have allowed a thriving industry in this country, what Hanson calls boutique anti-Americanism.
we also are tired of what I call boutique anti-Americanism. We see Ilhan Omar suggesting that our elected government is worse than the dictatorship in Somalia. Or we see AOC calling Donald Trump a fascist, as she has in the past. Or we see Rashida Tlaib just demonizing and damning the United States, even though her parents fled the Middle East to come here. And we're tired of it.
Yeah, we're tired of it. We're done with it. You can't cancel us, but we can remind you that there are consequences to your aberrant behavior. And those consequences will be enforced when your aberrant behavior impacts another human being in the society, period. It's a great set of comments from Victor Davis Hanson. There's more, but we only have so much time in the show. 743, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There is a fire call. Equipment should be arriving just about now. Fayette Street at Milton Avenue over on the east side. Might be an active call there, so we're keeping an ear on that. We've got a minor wreck downtown at Pratt Street and Light Street if you're coming in towards the Inner Harbor. Of course, Pratt Street one way through that area, but police are on the scene. Some slowing. There's a little bit of a backup southbound. It's not the big 30-minute delay we normally have at the harbor tunnels, but we do have some backing and some slowing. It's a speed reduction. That construction area, they work during the rush hour. They set it up during the rush hour. They work during the rest of the day. Northbound 95, Route 24 in Harford County. They block a lane at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything, your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And by the way, don't forget to check out your remove the summer air from your tires and put in winter air.
Yes.
It's always important for a season.
Hot air, yep. Which you get from the pump right outside of this radio station.
Yes, right. All right, we do need a contestant. I should have mentioned that. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-WCBM-680, and you can be our contestant. Pick yourself up a WCBM beer stein. If you're lucky, you'll get an Andy Stein at the same time. He'll actually personally deliver it to your home. I'm lying. He would never do that in a million years. But if you care to be today's contestant, again, it's 410-WCBM-680. Make that call right now, and we'll see if we can't get Sean. Still to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Charles Grassley talks about Operation Arctic Frost and exactly how far-reaching it was, and much further-reaching than you think. And a liberal gadfly, Congressman Dan Goldman, spouts off on Cash and what Cash has been doing, whether Cash Patel is telling the truth to Congress or not. Goldman says, oh, no, he's not, and we're going to go get him because of that. All right, we have a contestant being lined up right now, Chuck. So you guys know whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day for you. Now, of course, Chuck, you're going to get one more up on me now because I can't participate in this. I could, of course, but chances are I'd get it right.
Okay.
You know,
all right, whatever you say.
Yeah, it comes.
You're in charge this morning.
Well,
I'm just a subordinate.
If I ask the questions and have the answers in front of me, chances are I'd guess correctly.
You might have a chance. And even then, you could get it wrong. I'm not saying anything.
I probably would, actually.
Yes.
All right, we have our contestant on the line. Lori is over on the Eastern Shore. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, darling. You know how this game works, right? I want you to pick up a WCBM beer stein. All you have to do is guess which of the following three stories is fake news. And should you guess correctly, then the stein is all yours. All right?
Yes.
Story number one. This is kind of like, you know, old home stuff here. Six children were found locked in a storage unit, and two adults have now been arrested, Milwaukee police say. Six children, ranging in age from 2 months to 9 years, were found locked inside a storage unit on Milwaukee's north side early Tuesday morning, leading to the arrest of two adults. Milwaukee police responded to the storage unit on Tuesday after receiving a report of children being locked in a unit. The officers discovered the children inside the unit, according to police. The two parents were going to be coming back, apparently, but they were taken into custody in connection with the incident. All the children were unharmed. I don't know, maybe they wanted to go see a movie. Fair enough. Story number two, in Ohio. An Ohio man is accused of using a cattle prod to punish his children and keep them in line. An Ohio man is now accused of using an electric cattle prod on his kids as punishment. He's pled guilty. The 35-year-old man pled guilty to two counts of domestic violence in the county court. According to court records, between February 1 and May 12, 2024, the man used the cattle prod on three children as punishment. The device is probably a pole 3 feet long, two probes either end. It has a button, and when you push the button, it delivers a shock between the two probes. Well, you know what? The kids didn't misbehave, in all fairness. And finally this. A Skagit County woman, which is in Washington State, has now been sentenced for buying various animal parts and selling animal parts on the black market. Among those parts, black bear paws, bison heads, and eagle feathers. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife says this woman was sentenced on August 25th for illegally trafficking in those parts. Investigators found that late in 2021, a 64-year-old Yan El Lee allegedly and illegally bought 13 gallbladders, 6 livers, 24 paws and claws of various eagle feathers, and 3 bison heads for sale on the black market. The story is 1, 2, or 3. Laura, you want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third, please.
Are you going to go third, please? So let's first turn to Kristen. Kristen?
Oh, boy. Well, that sends a horrible theme in this game today. But I'm afraid that probably both the children-related stories are true, even though that's awful. I would probably go with number 3, because most people seem to have more care about animals than children. So I will say 3.
Chuckles?
Well, I think people are goofy enough to do that 3, leave somebody in a storage bin. That happened to me one time, but I got out.
I know, but we didn't think you would, in all fairness.
I mean, I had a cooktop stove and everything in there. It was hard.
It was fine for a month or two.
I'll go 2, please.
You're going to go with 2. And Lori.
I'm going to go with 2.
You're going to go with 2 as well. Nobody voted for number 1. The 6 children were found in a locked storage unit. That's true. And quite literally, the adults just wanted a night out. They couldn't think of anything else to do.
That's nice. See, storage locker and put them in there.
Right.
Real nice.
You know, well, it's safe. It's warm. It's dry. It's a heated unit, after all.
How do you prorate the rent for that? That's what I want to know.
Story number 2, chosen by both Lori and Chuck. Ohio man accused of using a cattle prod to punish his children. Yeah, true story.
Oh, well.
Absolute true story. Yeah. And so story number 3, the Skagit County woman was sentenced for buying just the black bear paws, the bison heads and eagle feathers. The rest of the body parts were just kind of a whim I added on at the last minute.
I was thinking that was real because I heard a lot about, you know, them with rhino horns and all that black market stuff. So that really had me fooled.
Well, you know what? It shows that people will buy virtually anything. I don't know what the trading value is, or whether you put the, you know, put the black paws up on your wall or something.
I mean,
why would one want that?
Elephant tusk too. They get the elephant tusk too, and that's bad too. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Better luck next time around, Lori.
All righty. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
You get 2 bear claws at the 7-Eleven.
2, really? I think they were a different kind of bear claw, but it's an interesting observation, Chuck.
Not these. Not, these are wrapped up in cellophane.
I see. I like those bear claws.
Yes.
I think it's a different kind of bear claw. Not sure.
I don't know.
Because
the
if
hell do I know?
If
I'm
not
just the traffic guy.
If not the Beaver Panera are in big trouble. Thanks, man. We'll check back. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:51.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Coggeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
thing called Operation Arctic Frost. It turns out it was much wider in application than we were initially told. So wide that you might have been on the list. You'll hear about that in the 8 o'clock hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Daniel Goldman, a Democrat, has problems with Cash Patel. He will articulate them in the best possible fashion during the 8 o'clock hour as well. And David Axelrod, he was a big guy in the Obama administration. He helped get votes for Obama. And they're calling on him for now and again for commentary. He says that Donald Trump is trying to defund political opponents by saying he doesn't mind that Jimmy Kimmel's been suspended. Don't worry. Somehow it makes sense to Axelrod, so it must make sense to the rest of us, too. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Mentioned a little while ago that the bright sunshine could be a factor on the inner loop of the Beltway. It's not too bad right now, right here at Park Heights Avenue. Just a peak of that sunshine. And everybody's still moving okay. It bunches up a little bit over towards Green Spring to the JFX. There's been some minor slowing. It's a little better normally on Friday. We're slow right here on the outer loop as you're moving around Harford Road. And the west side now has filled in with more of a speed reduction here, beginning just south of 795, and it's working its way south towards Liberty Road and eventually down through I-70. The lanes are open. I just want to check the camera here. Yeah, we're okay. From Windsor Mill Road down through I-70, and then we'll slow again, crossing Route 40, and then clear out as you head south towards I-95. The wreck downtown at Harbor Place, Pratt Street at Light Street, active fire call in the city, Fayette Street at Milton Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's sunny is going to feel like summer. Today's highs are going to be around 88 degrees, more fall-like for tomorrow and Sunday. For tomorrow, about 78 for the high and sunny skies for Sunday. Partly cloudy and high around 75 degrees. Right now, Dundalk has 60 degrees and Aberdeen has 59. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Johnny is next up in Hamilton. Johnny, good morning and thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. I was listening to Turning Point, which is on your station, when Glenn Beck was on. I believe it was Wednesday. A individual at Turning Point was talking to Beck about RICO Act, and he had done an investigation of a year long of Open Skies, which is run by George Soros. He found out that some of those organizations that Soros was funding had ties to Hamas, Hezbollah.
Let me help you. Johnny, let me help you. One of the things. It's Soros, George Soros, and it's Hamas and Hezbollah.
Right.
But now we're up to date. That's good. Go ahead.
Okay. He also found out other organizations that they're all NGOs, nonprofits, had chat rooms where they were discussing vandalism, traffic impediment, social unrest. Now, he said he took the file and he was giving it that day, I believe it was Wednesday, Beck was on, to the Justice Department. And he also said if they couldn't get them on RICO, they could probably pull their nonprofit status.
Well, both of those are going to be tough to do. The RICO, if all they're doing is discussing bad acts and not proposing them, there's a right to free speech. And as far as taking away their nonprofit status, some of these organizations are not nonprofit, and some are nonprofit, but they're okayed for political conversation. But we'll see where it goes. Johnny, thanks for the insight. I did not know this stuff, and I appreciate the call. 410-WCBM-680. Jeanette is in Hampstead. Jeanette, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just sitting here thinking of Chuck Schumer's remarks. And I remembered that Rush Limbaugh was once taken off of ESPN for a comment that he made. And I don't remember anybody anywhere coming to his defense and saying it was free speech. So
No, that was not the argument that was made. Actually, he was taken off of doing, I think he was scheduled to do play-by-play, and I can't remember for which network it was. It didn't last very long.
I thought it was ESPN.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a bit ago, but I know that he was scheduled to do it, and after a week or two, there was a parting of the ways, and I can't remember the exact circumstance, so I'll take your recollection because I have none specific.
That's it.
All right. Just, thanks, Shannon.
Fair is fair.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 410-WCBM680. Chris texts in. Good morning, guys. What do these goofballs not understand? Yes, you have freedom of speech. However, that freedom of speech does not come without consequences. Yeah. Again, welcome to the... It's a new phrase, and it's going to stick. We are now in the consequence culture. We've finally gotten there. And sadly, it's one of the things that came out of the Charlie Kirk assassination, is we are firmly convinced, and that is, by that I mean the vast majority of Americans, are convinced and understand that for actions, you have consequences. If you decide you're not going to do anything, you're just going to sit there, there's a consequence to that. If you decide you're going to go rob a bank and you get caught, there's a consequence to that. It's all, you know, it's very clear that if you misbehave, if there's a consequence available and you are caught, you're now going to face that consequence. I don't know how long it's going to take to get the state government of Maryland or the city government of Baltimore City, because they're in a mode right now where if you're a particular age and you do something wrong, well, there's no consequence, in essence. That doesn't work. And we've been saying this over and over again. You have to have a consequence for bad behavior. Otherwise, there's no disincentive to doing bad behavior. If you misbehave and there's no consequence for it, you're getting the endorsement of the society, the culture, that it's okay to misbehave. And you get your hands spanked, oh, big deal. All right. So you're in for 3 days and you're out again. That's not a serious consequence if what you're doing is you're carjacking people and dragging them along the street as they try to keep their own cars. So, I mean, that's where we are. And the excuses are, well, he's under 25, so his brain doesn't fully work. Give me a break. We draft people at age 18, or used to. People can enlist now at age 17 or 18. Their brains working well enough to send them into combat, but not to take the consequence of these kind of civil misbehaviors or criminal misbehaviors. Don't believe it. 8 o'clock on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Fed up with Democrat delays, tactics denying the president his personnel choices, Senate Republicans have confirmed 48 Trump nominees in a single block vote.
Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that had been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations on block are confirmed.
Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level, non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The president shedding no tears over the suspension of an ABC TV personality.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
Mr. Trump says this is no free speech issue, and citing horrible ratings, the president says NBC's late-night host Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers ought to meet the same fate as Kimmel. The York County, Pennsylvania District Attorney says a stalker armed with a rifle was hiding inside his ex-girlfriend's home Wednesday afternoon when police showed up to arrest him.
They decided that they were going to go in. The door was open, and upon immediately opening the door, the actor repeatedly fired at the officers with multiple rounds from an AR-15-styled rifle with a suppressor.
York County DA Tim Barker says three officers were killed, two others wounded. The gunman was later shot dead by police. Barker says the gunman was alone in the house at the time of the attack. On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed this morning. The Dow futures up 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Back up now at 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is back to just about the Urban Avenue ramp. It's moving, but it is backed up and it's slow. So from there through the tunnel and down to Child Street, right now I would think it's at least 15, maybe 20 minutes on the southbound side. There is some slowing going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all four lanes are moving. And then you're clear towards downtown at the ramp at 95 Russell Street and 395. Some slow pockets on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop around Green Spring and the west side for sure between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 55 degrees in Moncton and 59 in Kingsville at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Morgan State University is implementing new safety measures for Homecoming 2025. University leadership says each year since 2021, the campus has experienced serious incidents that threaten the safety of the community during Homecoming week. School leaders say protecting the well-being of students, alumni, faculty, staff, and guests is top priority. This year, all on-campus Homecoming-related activities will conclude at 5 p.m. on Homecoming Day. Campus access will then be limited to pre-approved essential personnel and residential students. The Annapolis Police Department is expanding its automated speed enforcement program, and officials are inviting the public's input on where those cameras should be located. The initial areas under construction include the 1100 block of Tyler Avenue, Edgewood Road, and the 1400 block of West Street. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 477, the pick 4, 0876. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Three hits. That's all the Birds mustered last night against Yankee left-hander Max Fried in a 7-0 shutout loss, prompting manager Mancelino to say this in the postgame.
We love our young kids a lot, but we also know that veteran hitters are different guys. I firmly believe that you don't get the best out of hitters till probably years 5, 6, 7, 8.
Someone perhaps like Tyler O'Neill, had he been healthy this year, the veteran right-hand hitter has missed 105 out of a possible 153 games this year. Trevor Aaron Rodgers goes to the Hill tonight for Baltimore at 7:05 in Game 2 against the Yanks. One of the great pitchers of our time is hanging him up.
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna retire. We've talked about it a lot. Al and I've talked about it a lot. Kiddo's talked about it a lot, and I'm at peace with it.
Hall of Famer to be Clayton Kershaw making that announcement yesterday in Los Angeles. 18 years in the majors for the tall left-hander, 3 Cy Youngs, an MVP, and pair of World Series championships, along with 3,000 strikeouts, make Clayton Kershaw one of baseball's most decorated pitchers in history. Last week it was Myles Garrett. This week it's Aiden Hutchinson, D lineman who wreak havoc chasing Lamar all over the field.
I gotta know where those guys are. I gotta respect those type of players, you know. Those guys get after it, and once they get it going, sometimes it's hard to stop them, you know. So it's, I gotta have an eye, a clue where those.
8:20 on Monday night against the Lions. And finally, if it loads this time, the proud papa, the sweet shout-out from Boston sportscaster Steve Burton on air delivering the sports news about his daughter, Veronica. Oh, boy. Seriously?
Yeah.
There's just no way.
And ex-Emily, both of them.
Again, his daughter, Veronica Burton, the WNBA. I'm not going to do this again. The WNBA comeback player of the year.
You can do it like later in the day, like midnight.
You can't trust X. That's the bottom line.
You can't trust X.
Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world was Kyler Murray thinking? And that is Stein on Sports.
You know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on this Friday. Gary, remember when you were a little kid and you'd fall down on the trampoline and everybody else on the trampoline keep jumping up and down so you couldn't get up?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
It's kind of like what radio is, just saying.
I'm never going to play anything from X again.
No, you know.
Twice. Fool me once, shame on me. No, wait, let's do that again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh, that's all right, Gramps.
Oh, well.
Gary Stein back at half past. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the morning drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Of course, Sean has the morning off. There have been conversations since the assassination of Charlie Kirk from others who spend time on the college tour. You know, they're invited to go speak at a college. This has been going on for some time. Ianopoulos, I guess, was one of the ones who actually had to retreat and be inside a building locked up because the students there of the left decided they weren't going to let him speak. Tommy Lehrer was asked what her experience has been going out on the same college tours. You go out, you talk to the students, you try to get into a useful exchange of ideas, and see where it goes. This is what she had to say.
You can't really address the root of a problem unless you admit what the problem is, and there's certainly a pattern and a trend of left-wing violence. I would also add, when they use this both sides argument, I've been to many college campuses, actually on behalf of Turning Point USA, and I've always been met with hostility, violent protests, riots, mobs trying to bust down the door, not only trying to attack me, but other students in attendance, and I can't think of a single example where a left-wing or a Democrat speaker has been met with that or treated that way when they enter a college campus.
Yeah, it's kind of like what's called the heckler's veto. You simply heckle enough, and the speaker is prevented from speaking. And that's what the whole idea behind these attacks is. You don't let other people be exposed to conservative ideas. They might be infectious, for heaven's sakes. Again, Tommy Lehrer.
This both sides argument, to me, is really ridiculous. Of course, there are nut jobs on both sides. Of course, there are fringe people on both sides. Nobody's arguing with that. But there is a pattern and a trend. And I would also say the reaction of the left to the assassination of Charlie Kirk is very telling. If somebody who proclaims to be a Trump supporter or a conservative carries out something heinous or atrocious, I will not bend over backwards like a pretzel to try to defend that person or that ideology. I will say it is wrong. I will condemn it fully. I will not use a but. The left is unable and unwilling to do that.
Yeah, there should be simply a what happened was wrong. Period. The both sidesism that's cropped up since the assassination is kind of reprehensible. Later in the hour, if we have the opportunity of a soundbite from Eric Schmidt that details what the trends are in political assassinations and political harassment, you've got to hear what Eric Schmidt has to say on this. And that should happen between now and 9 o'clock this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One more from Tommy Lahren. She says there's an irony on this. And I heard from the conservative side is we actually want to have the conversation. The Democrats and the leftists do not want us to have that conversation.
Conservatives want to show up. We want to have the conversation. And it's been made clear to us we're not safe to do so.
Yeah. And that is, again, the heckler's veto. Make it uncomfortable enough for the speaker to be there to speak. And some speakers will simply say, hell with this. And they'll walk away. And that is a big problem. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, I have something for you as soon as you finish traffic, so please don't leave immediately, all right?
All right. There I have go. Something for you since you live in Owings Mills.
All right.
In that area. Northbound 795 beginning tonight at 9 through Monday morning at 5. Construction, they're pouring concrete. They'll be working between the Beltway and Owings Mills Boulevard, so very limited lanes, and could be a factor there. They're suggesting 140 as the detour route. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I snicker.
I snicker at your face.
Just get over there and try it.
Yeah, good luck to you.
So, yeah, beginning tonight, the weather permitting, but it looks like the weather's going to be fine. And they say this will be the last weekend that they have to do work for the traffic there on 795. So it's going to be northbound. There'll be no work southbound. So I took care of that, Gishman, in case you're listening. Construction, by the way, the contractor who works during the day and during the rush hour is there. And I have my own opinion about that. Northbound 95 at Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker. They block a lane during the rush hour. It's just fantastic. In the meantime, a little slow, different areas on the Beltway. Nothing major. Still backed up a little bit going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Off and on, it goes between O'Donnell Street and the Erdman Avenue ramp. Yes, sir. What do you have for me?
Well, first of all, Kristen, I just don't know about you, but I think it's wonderful that Chuck is finally letting us know how he feels about construction during rush hours. Chuck, thank you for that. Sure. That's something we've wondered.
I lost my job on the Wonder Report earlier because it was right on the tip of my tongue to say it.
Tomorrow is a day, Chuck, that you and I cherish, the National Day thing. Tomorrow is National Gibberish Day.
No sidewinding, bushwhacking, horn-swoggling, crocker-crocker is going to roll away, biscuit cutter.
There you go.
Now, who can argue with that?
Right.
Rabbit.
I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
There you go.
It was just at the last speech that Biden did.
I think that was the last speech Biden did.
Yes, forever.
All right. Chuck Whitaker back at 23 with more for us. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:15. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and you're going to feel so comforted knowing this. Out steps, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce her name properly. Her name is Hermia Fanian, I guess. That's F-A-N-A-E-I-A-N, Fanian. And she is a member of Queers with Guns. And when asked about violence, this is what she says.
Some people say that it takes a violent protest to get people to listen. Do you agree?
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and our liberation and our rights came after the Stonewall riots. That's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, is that, you know, the LGBTQ movement started with Stonewall riots. I wouldn't even be able to be a student at the school if it wasn't for a violent riot that took place within a span of 3 days. So I absolutely agree that sometimes violent protests and really riots and those kinds of loud rebellions must take place for tangible change.
Yeah. So in other words, she is endorsing the idea of violence in order to force change in the society. If you're of the same mindset, please lose my telephone number. Don't forget that I've never been in your life. We've never had a conversation. I want nothing to do with you. Violence in a civil society destroys the civil society. If that is your goal, that will be the end. If that's not your goal, that still will be the end. So please, Elmira, whatever your name is, get the hell out of here and keep your violence somewhere away from the rest of us. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There is a growing threat. Interesting. The article came out in June, and it somehow got buried in June because it didn't seem to pertain at that particular moment. Article came out by Jesus Mesa from Newsweek. The growing threat of political violence from the left. And it's a great article. I'll post the article for you because it's a lengthy analysis as of June of the problem with violence cropping up from the left more and more and more frequently. And in a recent protest in Midtown Manhattan, he notes, one of the many against Donald Trump's administration, a pair of masked women stood in front of the stone lions that loom over the public library and had a cutout of a known criminal propped between the two of them. Nobody seemed to mind. As chants against authoritarianism echoed down Fifth Avenue, homemade signs called for due process and migrant rights. The effigy stood unchallenged, just another figure in the crowd. This is a crowd lionizing violence, lionizing using violence, including murder, to achieve their goals. I'll post the article for you because it's well worth the read. It really, really is. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Joining me right now is Vinny Steele from Your Home Soul Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, good morning, bud.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday.
And same to you, sir. It's so good to get the good news from the Fed rate cut. Not enough, but we're on the way there. It wasn't as much as I hoped, and it was as much as I'm sure that most people were looking for.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, a 0.5% rate cut would have been much more helpful and in line with the current economic data. But, you know, we're grateful that there was a cut, albeit just a 0.25%. Fed signaled 2 more rate cuts by the end of the year and at least 1 next year, which should be helpful for anybody that had purchased, you know, back when rates were 7-8%, and anybody looking to make a move that's been holding off.
Well, I think that homeowners that have purchased in the last couple of years have been watching and waiting and watching and waiting for the rates to drop so they can refinance.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. You know, rates have been falling over the last couple of weeks, you know, in anticipation of this the rate cut. And homeowners have been taking advantage of getting a lower payment. General rule is that if the mortgage rate falls 0.5% or more lower than your current rate, then it may be a good time to take a look at refinancing.
Otherwise, I guess it takes too long for you to get your payback on that.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like those with a mortgage already, they've been paying attention to what's going on. But do you think home buyers now are aware that mortgages are now more affordable?
You know, Bruce, we're doing our very best to get the word out. You know, here on the radio, we're reaching out on social media through our database of buyers in waiting, you know, letting everybody know the good news. What most people may not know is that the national numbers that they're seeing online, on the news, they're not reflective of how we're pricing loans here locally. So here's a really good example. So a buyer with good credit, so that'd be credit over 640, can get into a mortgage with a rate in the low 5s, and with our free buy down, that rate would be in the low 4s for the first year.
That's amazing. I mean, truly, long term, that's huge savings. It sounds like you're at the rate that most home buyers have been waiting for.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, it is a pretty exciting time. So if you've been on the sidelines, you want to explore what a mortgage payment would look like, check out some of our other special programs like our Zero Down or Getting Your Closing Costs Paid For. You can give us a call. There's no obligation. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. 709-7515.
Again, Vinny's Theo, your home is all guaranteed realty, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Vinny, as always, thank you very much, and it is great news to see that cut, and maybe there'll be more between now and the end of the year. Who knows?
Sounds good. Thank you, Bruce.
We'll cross our fingers on that. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Chuck Grassley has some interesting things to say about Operation Arctic Frost. You'll hear that and a whole lot more still to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Parson Show. You guys murdered Charlie Kirk. Your violent rhetoric, calling conservatives Nazis, calling conservatives Hitler, has resulted in a body count. You burned the country in the summer of 2020. You tried to burn Washington, D.C. the day that Donald Trump was inaugurated the first time. They tried to burn L.A. What did we do when Charlie Kirk was murdered? We prayed.
The Rob Parson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that really is a huge difference. 2020, 2016, something went bad for the liberals. They burned down a city. We have a thought leader on the conservative side assassinated. We light candles. There's a rather significant difference in the base philosophy that would guide those two actions. I mean, that's worth considering. Which philosophy do you think is more attuned to how you would like to be treated? Were you on the other end of either the violence or witness to the prayer? Where would you rather be? And let that guide your actions. 823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Report of some police activity, 95 South at the 46-mile marker. That's going to be around the Beltway, outside of the Beltway just a bit, and down towards the area between the Beltway and 195. So there may be some activity there on the right side. Could be a traffic stop, maybe an investigation. So again, a heads up for that. Some leftover slowing, but trying to get better at both the harbor tunnels. 95 for the most part was clear. 895 off and on has been slow back beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp. City police with the one new accident, Pulaski Highway at Highland Avenue. JFX, good. Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer today. High should be around 88 degrees. Tomorrow and Sunday, more fall-like feel. A high is going to be up in the upper 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy and a high in the mid-70s. And Sunday, I believe, is the official beginning of autumn. I think it's the 21st, sometime in the afternoon. So I think it's this Sunday. Right in the Middle River has 60 degrees. Bel Air has 58. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dan Goldman is a creature of the left. He frankly has a problem with the truth. Sometimes we've witnessed it here on the air, and you probably, if you're politically aware, have seen him make a couple of comments. You scratch your head and think, that can't possibly be true. You say that because it's not. Goldman, after Kash Patel had testified for 2 days in front of Congress, decided, hey, it's not too late for a cheap shot.
Kash Patel testified that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked no one to any other people. And Congressman Massey listed off a group of 20. I mean, we certainly know about Prince Andrew. We don't know whether one is Donald Trump, but we have credible reporting that he is in the Epstein files, which is why all the about face has happened. But the notion, he essentially lied under oath yesterday, and he continues to lie about the Epstein files to continue and perpetuate the cover-up.
Now, here's the problem with this. That entire soundbite hinges on two words. Credible reporting. What credible reporting? Who is the reporter, and where is that reporter's credibility? What are that reporter's sources? Who are they? Are they self-identified? Does he have more than one source? Most news people think a story is crap unless you have at least two sources. You always double source it, because otherwise you can get led down the garden path, as it were. So everything that Goldman said there is dependent upon credible reporting. I don't know who these credible reporters are that are either putting people on or taking people off the list. It's all speculation. It's all speculation, unless one of the principals speaks and says, here is the list. Until then, it's all speculation. Not good enough for Goldman, though.
The FBI is now just a political arm of Donald Trump, and as that political arm and personal arm of Donald Trump, Kash Patel has gone from the biggest advocate for releasing all of the Epstein files, including the names of any collaborators or anyone who received women from Jeffrey Epstein, to now coming up with the most convoluted, absurd explanations for why the FBI can't turn over those materials.
Now, here's my question. Turn over everything, but what if there are people's names on there that were not directly implicated in sexual favors on Epstein Island? What if people's names on there simply took a flight from the guy? I don't care if it's Trump or somebody else. Simply landed there, said, this is just not my cup of tea. They had themselves a drink and got back on the return flight and got the hell out of there. Will we be able to tell from the reporting or from people like Dan Goldman that they were there and that happened, or that they were there and engaged in hanky-panky with a bunch of underage girls? Will we know that? No, because Goldman will hide that information. He'll say, you see, he was on the list, or he was on the list, or she was on the list. It doesn't matter. Again, unless you have a credible source, and frankly, more than one credible source, giving specific information about those individuals, then I don't want names out there that may have done absolutely nothing, because it's like Ray Donovan, he used to be the labor secretary, it seems to me, under Reagan, who, after he was tried and acquitted, walked outside of the courtroom and said, where do I go to get my reputation back? It will destroy those individuals who potentially are innocent. So, no, I don't want anything released until you can somehow, you know, cut out the names of those who simply showed up for a day and those who actually engaged in misbehavior. I don't think Goldman's going to buy that.
It is very clear that there's a coordinated effort from the White House, the Department of Justice, and House Republicans to conceal and cover up the materials that are in the Epstein files that would have Donald Trump's name, likeness, or image.
Okay. Well, just a quick question, because I realize this, they're very passionate about this right now. But, Kristen, it's an unfair for me to ask, where were they during 4 years of the Biden administration? Wouldn't that be a fair question to ask? Because, boy, you guys are really, really concerned and interested in it now. Where were you for 4 years under Biden? This was a non-issue for you guys. You didn't care about this. You wanted it to go away. But now, all of a sudden, you're really interested. There's no new information. There's nothing new to spur on that interest. Could it be that politics is being played here? With Dan Goldman? No, of course not. The man is honest as the day is long on the shortest day of the year.
Just as they will define the public interest, they will define what is Antifa, and they will go after everyone and everything that they put under that umbrella, even though it isn't an organization. It is in many ways mythology, but it gives them a pretext to go after their political enemies.
Yeah, that, of course, is David Axelrod, formerly of the Clinton administration. More from him on how somehow going after the bad guys, these self-identified bad guys, is a bad thing to do. Circular logic. Somehow I don't quite understand where he's coming from, but that does seem to be the case. That, and of course, we'll hear from Chuck Grassley coming up in the next 30, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It is 8:30 right now. Time for news. Once again, here she is, Maggie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore residents, community associations, and volunteer groups are encouraged to register now for the mayor's fall cleanup and day of service on Saturday, October 25th. Mayor Scott says, over the summer, residents showed what's possible when the entire city comes together with the purpose of restoring the beauty and pride of Baltimore. Baltimore's Department of Transportation says traffic modifications for Saturday's Charm City Live event will begin today. Road closures around War Memorial Plaza will take effect around 3 this afternoon, with detours and parking restrictions in effect through 2 a.m. Sunday. The closures include portions of Holiday, Saratoga, and Lexington streets. Due to the road closures, temporary temporary MTA local bus diversions will be in effect, and more information is available on the MTA's website. Bus diversions will also be in effect along the Charm City Circulators Green Route. A 16-year-old is dead following a Thursday crash in Harford County that involved a school bus and two passenger vehicles. The Harford County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened shortly after 2 p.m. at 543 in Crescent Knoll Drive. Investigators say a vehicle traveling northbound on 543 was waiting to make a left turn onto Crescent Knoll Drive when it was struck from behind by another vehicle that pushed it into the southbound bus. Howard County Police are investigating a deadly stabbing in Ellicott City. Police were called to an apartment on West Springs Drive shortly after 3 p.m., where they found a woman with stab wounds. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there were no signs of forced entry into the apartment, and detectives believe the victim was targeted. Police have identified and detained a person who was known to the victim. WCBM News Time, 8:31. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Crestlock.com is now hiring for hands-on training positions in locksmithing, electrical, and security systems. No experience, no problem. We'll train you step-by-step to become a locksmith and security technician. Join a team that values your growth, offers paid training, and sets you up for long-term success. This is more than a job. It's your future. Call 410-256-7803 and apply at crestlock.com/careers. That's crestlock.com/careers. Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
WCBM News Time, 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like the situation on 95 South, we had a report it was police activity. Now it looks like there may be a wreck at 95 near the airport cutoff at I-195. So if you're heading down the Beltway and then taking 95 South, you might want to factor that in just to make sure you get clear to go down to the airport. You might want to take the exit for the BW Parkway and then make your move from there. There's a little bit of leftover slowing it towards Annapolis on I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. But everything else through Annapolis, including the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open. Slowing in the construction area. They work during the day northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and feeling like summer today with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight we could see a stray shower, otherwise pretty comfortable as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Trevor Rogers takes the hill tonight for the O's as they battle the Yanks in Game 2 of this four-game weekend set. The left-hander taking his regular turn in the rotation despite leaving his last start after five innings with a blood blister on his toe. Now, last night, the Birds couldn't solve Yankee left-hander Max Fried at all.
Mayo strikes out, and Fried matches his career-high strikeout number 13.
And he has been on his game.
Kenny Albert and the Hall of Famer John Smoltz with the call on Fox. Max Fried unhittable. Seven innings, three hits, one walk, 13 strikeouts as the Yanks blank the O's. 7-0. The final, Fried picking up his major league leading 18th win. A sidebar to the game, it was HBCU night last night at Camden Yards. The Birds celebrating historically black colleges and universities. There were 59 black players in Major League Baseball as of the start of this season, representing 6.2% of the league's population. The apex for black players in Major League Baseball came in the early to mid-1970s when there were 16 to 19%. Ravens under John Harbaugh have the best record in the NFL on prime time since 2008. 43-19 is the mark. Here's the head coach on the key to playing at home on Monday night.
But the home games are, you know, you got your crowd. That's really what it boils down to. You've got your crowd. And I hope they're out there. I
expect him to be out there like that.
Elsewhere in the NFL, what's gotten into the brain of Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray? Murray taking down an Instagram post that included a photo of him wearing a Michael Vick jersey while posing with one of his bulldogs. Murray issuing a mea culpa, saying that he, in quote-unquote, no way, shape, or form, condones dogfighting. Hartford Technical High School football program under investigation for a hazing incident. Four coaches, including head coach Brian Hunt, are no longer with the program. The entire school's football team is under investigation by both law enforcement and child protective services. The team is scheduled to play Edgewood tonight. High school football yesterday, City College over Patterson, 40-0, the final. Today's action includes Hewlett Sports Academy of Waldorf taking on number 1 St. Francis Academy, number 4 Calvert Hall taking on number 2 Archbishop Spalding, 5th-ranked Loyola Blakefield, and 3rd-ranked McDonough. And, of course, it will be Crofton and Severna Park in Anne Arundel County. Baltimore County, Milford Mill and Perry Hall, Franklin and Owings Mills. Saturday at noon will be Malik Washington's first big-time college football test as he leads the Terps into Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin to take on the Badgers. Might as well, Washington says, well aware that the coddling days of player development in the college game are over.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how college football is as a whole now. It's more of like, what product can you put on the field? It's less about, you know, having guys in your program for 2 to 3 years and allowing them to develop and create their own roles. It's kind of like we just have to find the best product that we can put on the field, and I think that's through across all of college football, and I think we're doing a pretty good job at doing it.
Game time is 12 noon on Saturday. And finally, Saturday at 6 p.m., 4 weeks into the season, the Towson University football team will finally have its home opener hosting Youngstown State at United Stadium. Time now is 8:37. When we return, it's Friday Football Pick'em.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, we'll do it quick because I know you got a guest. Yep. Sean did give us his picks, by the way. All right, Bengals and Vikings. What do you got?
I went back and forth on this Vikings.
You got the Vikes. We all have the Vikes. Steelers and Patriots.
Steelers.
I've got Steelers. Sean's got Patriots. Chiefs and Giants.
Giants.
The other ones have KC. You have the Giants. Lions and Ravens.
Lions and Ravens. Let's go to the Ravens.
Okay, all three of us on the Ravens. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Joining us right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM's Delegate Nino Mangione. Nino, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Friday, and good to have you here with us. I appreciate it. You say it's been a very bad week for Maryland, Nino. Explain how.
Bruce, it has been, and I just wanted everybody to just remember the fact that Westmore and the re-election for governor is only about a year and a month away. Westmore, as we know, Bruce, his administration, he's proved to be an incompetent governor. We can go down the list. 7 cabinet secretaries have now stepped down. They're pretty incompetent themselves. The $5 billion surplus that was turned into a deficit with the tax increases, AAA bond rating, you name it. But this week, Bruce, I am telling you, I mentioned this earlier in the week on air, that this is one of the biggest, I would say, scandals in my time in the General Assembly, probably in the history of modern history of Maryland, where the State Highway Administration knowingly charged almost $360 million in excess project costs to federal accounts. Really, Bruce, designed to just mask, because there's a growing deficit in the state transportation trust fund. And when anybody hears about deficits, obviously they get upset with their leaders. It looks like they were trying to mask us. But Bruce, they were repeatedly billing the federal government for project amounts exceeding the limits they were authorized. So what it did is they pushed these unapproved costs into the federal government ledgers to minimize the shortfall, and the federal government never approved the expenses. And Maryland, make no mistake, the federal government's going to want to recover this money.
Yeah.
It's going to end up costing us. And this all, the escalation of this practice, what happened back in, I think, in around 2020, roughly $10 million in 2020, and then it went to $358 million by August 2025. So the egregious part of all this, according to the audit, all under Westmore's watch. And then they flagged in this $449 million in federal revenue entries not properly documented or supported. and they were then found out that they were failing to ensure that payments to these architects and engineer vendors were properly supported, and inadequate or inconsistent policies for overtime. I mean, showed that there were administrators making over 50% of their base salary in overtime. Think, this isn't like police and fire, right? These are highway administration employees, salary positions, and then they're just not accounting for the overtime at all. But here's another thing, Bruce, which just came out. As if that's not bad enough, because the numbers are staggering, the Department of Transportation, which, by the way, this is what happens when the Democrats put politics in everything.
Yeah.
They're more focused on making sure unions are doing these jobs. They're more focused. I mean, the Department of Transportation is what deals with, believe it or not, these minority business enterprises. So they're more focused on the politics of things rather than doing the job at the State Highway Administration and in the Department of Transportation to get quality projects done on time and the right cost and being efficient and accountable. And they were scamming the federal government. But then you listen to what happened. This should just disgust and shock every Marylander, this audit about the Social Service Administration that just came out. I'm not sure if you've seen this report, Bruce.
No, I've not.
Everybody, hold on to your seats for a second here. 7 registered sex offenders were found to be living in state-approved homes, housing children.
Oh, my God.
And there was a foster care group a foster group home hired an employee with a history of sexual assault against a minor, who later was charged with crimes involving these foster children in his care. The audit found out these unbelievably shocking headlines here. They had unlicensed vendors providing services to foster children in these hotels who were not even required to have background checks. And Bruce, one individual that was hired was convicted of murder back in the 90s.
Oh, swell.
22, yeah, this is incredible. 22 local social service offices failed to initiate abuse and neglect investigations within the time frames. I think they spent $35 million in overpayments to foster care providers that were not investigated or recovered. $22 million in federal reimbursements were lost because of improper eligibility determinations. I mean, many foster children did not receive required medical and dental exams. And these are things that all Marylanders of, you know, across the spectrum, we are willing to pay to help these children. And I think 98%, if not everybody, would be like, okay, these are reasonable state expenses to help foster children, to help kids who are struggling. But that is tax, hardworking tax dollars. And to find out that it is not being properly spent, there's no oversight. And worse than no oversight is having a sexual predator actually be allowed to oversee these. And then he goes on to commit these sexual abuses. Bruce, it's unbelievable. And it's insane. It is such abuse. And I know I don't want to hold them to traffic, but there's one more story I want to get to.
We'll get to it. Hang on for just a second. We will get to that. 8:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So 95, again, if you're going south of the Beltway down to the airport cutoff, which would be at I-195, it looks like from the data that the wreck is just past that area. But we're getting a backup now, not quite back to the Beltway, but it is slowing as you're trying to go down 95 eventually across the rear of the river and going into Howard County on 95 South. So again, if you may be thinking about 95 to the airport, you might want to take the BW Parkway and go through there. No late problems on the Beltway, and now we're even thinning out nicely with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'll remind you again that beginning tonight at 9 through 5 a.m. Monday, construction, limited lanes, 795 northbound from the Beltway out to Owings Mills Boulevard. Hi, Nito. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. On Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Thank you, Chuck. And Chuck, we'll talk with you in a couple minutes. Mostly sunny, got to feel like summer. High temps around 88. Tomorrow and Sunday, more fall-like. Tomorrow's high around 78 degrees, mostly sunny. And for Sunday, it's going to be partly cloudy and high in the mid-70s. Right now, Baltimore 65. Reisterstown has 60. There's some fog downtown Baltimore. Nino, go ahead.
So, Bruce, I wanted to mention as well. So before I get into this last story, Governor Moore and his administration, they have been a disaster. But more importantly, I mean, I can't look at this and point as if Governor Moore is solely responsible for everything. However, this is his administration. So where is he to hold them? My knowledge, I have not heard a word from the governor on these audits. These are very serious issues, serious just malfunctions of state agencies, and the governor, and to my knowledge, completely silent. And that is a total failure of leadership on Governor Westmore's part. I mean, these, when you hear about the State Highway Administration fudging these numbers and hundreds of millions of dollars and sex predators being allowed and then committing sexual assault on these children under our watch as governor, his watch as governor, and then he says nothing. Has anybody been fired? Not to my knowledge. Has he even said anything about how devastating these are and we're going to get to the bottom of this? This is a disgrace. I have not heard it, Bruce.
No, I haven't either. But, of course, you know, now that he's not running for the presidency this week, that he'll have plenty of time to address this, Nino. Listen, because I want to cover a couple of things with you as well. A comptroller now says 80% of public schools are in need of repair, renovation, or replacement in the state. 80%. And at the same time, you have school test scores that are absolutely disastrous. You have school after school where not a single student will test math proficient at grade.
Bruce, that was actually, I was getting into that next. That's part of the problem right there. And they mask the problems. Listen, I've toured these schools. Some aren't bad at all. Some probably need some spit shine, so to speak, definitely need some upgrades, but they use that as an excuse as to why the numbers are so bad. We spent $14.3 billion, roughly, on education, a significant increase in just the last couple of years. And what did we get for our money? Well, Fox Baltimore just reported that the Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program, they call it the MCAP, the Project Baltimore, it found statewide that there were 23 schools that did not have a single student, not one student, test proficient in math. Another 15 schools were just one student was proficient in math, and then another 8 more schools with 2. So think about that. 2 students, mind you, Bruce. So you have 46 Maryland public schools that had 2 or fewer students in the entire school test proficient in math. That's over 3,300 students. And then you hear that from the comptroller. I have no doubt that some schools could use upgrades, but they always mask these failures as in, well, we need to upgrade the schools with the infrastructure. We need, and where is the money going for the infrastructure, Bruce?
Right.
Do not tell me that we have not spent money on these things. We spend money all the time. Remember Baltimore City, there was no air conditioning in the schools. That is a failure to manage things. Look at from the state highway down to the Social Security Administration. This is why we need a forensic audit in everything, especially the education system, whether it's the capital part of education or whether it's the money itself, and why there are hundreds, if not or thousands, of administrators, say, in Baltimore City making over 6 figures when we could cut that in half, if not more. This is an outrage. It is unbelievable to see what is going on in the state of Maryland right now, and people really need to understand that in a year from now, you have a chance to make a difference. And not just that, I'll have to plug it, Bruce, because in Baltimore, this was shocking to me. A number of these schools that were failing, they were, it said here in Prince George's County, there were a number of them in Baltimore City, but Baltimore County had, I think, 7 schools, which is just, to me, it is a shock, and that's why we need a change in Baltimore County. Soon we're kicking off our campaign next week for Baltimore County with Pat Dyer, who's running for county executive. I'm running for the Baltimore County Council, and then with Kevin Ford, who's running for state senate. But there needs to be a change in the direction in this state and in Baltimore County, Bruce.
Nino, thanks very much for your time this morning, for being with us. Let me know something, by the way. You talked about money has been spent on infrastructure. If I see one story this coming winter about schools still not having heat, then I'll be screaming bloody murder, because that was supposed to be addressed 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, where kids are going to school, having to sit in their winter coats with shoes on, sometimes blankets around their feet, in order to study. That is absolutely idiotic in a state where we're spending as much on, quote, education as we're spending.
Yep, I agree 100%. Bruce, you have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking with you guys next week.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you, Nino. 8:50 right now, Delegate Nino Mangione with us. I'm Bruce Elliott. This is The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard. Immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. You guys murdered Charlie Kirk. Your violent rhetoric calling conservatives Nazis, calling conservatives Hitler, has resulted in a body count. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A couple of years ago, the FBI under Biden had a program they called Arctic Frost. And Arctic Frost was supposed to be, focused on Donald Trump. They were going to see if they could get Trump in one fashion or another. I mean, this is kind of the constant theme for the Democrats to use the weaponization of law enforcement agencies in that fashion. This past week, Chuck Grassley found out that Arctic Frost didn't just focus on Donald Trump. It focused much more broadly on anybody conservative.
Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Trump. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and Department of Justice prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus.
Grassley also said that if it weren't for the FBI whistleblower who came to him and gave him that information, we'd all still be in the dark.
None of this stuff would be known this very day if we hadn't had whistleblowers in the FBI and Department of Justice tell us about it and give us the documents. And I can thank Director Patel for making sure that we got those documents. And I think it ought to remind us all that it's a continuation of what tried to happen in the Obama administration with the Lois Lerner attack through the IRS of investigating conservative nonprofits.
Yeah, this is a Democrat administration after a Democrat administration are using the strength of the federal government, weaponizing it, and aiming it at the any conservative. And right now, of course, they're aiming it primarily at Donald Trump. Thank God they're not in office right now. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a late problem going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Looking at the live shot here, very slow going into the tunnel on 895. See traffic coming out towards the area of Child Street and into the toll plaza, but it's only trickling right now. So this will be a late backup now on 895, which had started to clear out, but is now backed up again to the O'Donnell Street ramp. So very slow going in. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck, but 895, you'll have late slowing there. 95 south towards the airport cutoff. Apparently now the word is whatever that situation was, they've cleared it from the roadway, so we may start to improve south of the Beltway down to the Howard County line. Construction and an underway delay in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. Keep in mind, they're going to do repaving beginning tonight at 9. 795 northbound goes from 9 tonight till 5 a.m. Monday morning on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday morning bright and early. Mostly sunny. Feel like summer today. A high around 88 degrees. Tomorrow and Sunday, more autumn-like feel. Highs in the upper 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy and high in the mid-70s. Right now, Pikesville 59. Hunt Valley 60 degrees. And knowing it's going to only be 88 degrees today, Kim Klasick is here wearing a flannel and a...
My hat, pants, gloves. No, it gets so cold in the studio when it's hot out. It's like we pump the AC around. around here, so I had to come prepared.
Okay.
Well, of course, we have lots to talk about today. Erica Kirk was voted in unanimously by the Turning Point board to take over as CEO and chair from her late husband, Charlie Kirk. And it looks like a lot of people online are very happy about that. You know, as soon as they were talking about who could possibly take the reins at Turning Point, I believed it could have been her because she was traveling a lot with him.
Yeah.
You know, she was right there by his side. And it just looked to me that, you know, she was always going to be prepared to do so. And then, believe it or not, one of the communication directors over there, he actually mentioned it. He's had that conversation with Charlie because apparently there was an uptick in death threats. And Charlie Kirk said at that time he believed Erica was ready. So it was great to see that. Of course, we'll talk about that a little more. Maggie Dominowski, Boulder County School Board, she's going to join us at 11 o'clock, talk a little politics in schools. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people are talking about what's going on this year in some of the classrooms. Of course, we had some legislation that was passed last session, so we're going to see how that affects some of the kids in school today. And then also, I wanted to mention, I don't know if the mainstream media is going to mention it, but President Trump putting $475 million into HBCUs. Again, it's President Trump that is funding the black university. So that's the question of the day. Will the mainstream media actually cover that?
Oh, no.
No.
That really gets in the way of the narrative. You know, you can't cover that because it's the man's actually like human. I mean, the Democrats don't want that to be perceived.
Right. Yeah. And again, Joe Biden did not do it, and neither did Barack Obama. It's been President Trump both times.
Cable Classic Live comes up right after the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Bundle up because it's going to be cold in this studio, man. I mean, I almost have... Well, no, I'm wearing a lightweight polo, come to think of it. So, completely different perceptions of heat and cold. All right, we end the week with this because she is very special indeed.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Yeah, particularly now that she may be losing her seat in Congress and now the redistricting is taking place in Donner, Texas. It's important to hang on every word from Jasmine Crockett. She shares her wisdom with us. She shares it out as she is apt to do. Here she goes.
I was having the conversations with people that were going out and committing crimes.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I can't play that soundbite without the appropriate music on it. Are we set for that? Yeah, okay, here we go. Once again, it's Jasmine Crockett.
I was having the conversations with people that were going out and committing crimes. And so I understood what was kind of pushing them there. I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. Being a criminal is more so about your mindset.
So the camera took the outer way. It was Sunday. What a black day. Every time I start to find him, he's leaving no clues. They're behind him.
So making sure you have it right. Committing crimes doesn't make you a criminal. Being a criminal is a state of mind. Committing crimes, I guess, is a state of the unconscious. I'm not quite sure how she differentiates that. But after all, she is the one with the degree in criminology, or so she would have us believe. She is the one who understands how things work in this world. And she's always willing to share her wisdom with us. And for that, we are eternally grateful. I'm going to miss her if she doesn't get back in office, because she's such great fodder for us. All right. Still to come, Kim Klasick from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, focus on the Baltimore County Schools. To a degree, and I'm sure this will be talking as well about the continuing failures in the Baltimore City schools, as well as a whole lot of other stuff. Rob Carson, calm, collected, peaceful, a quiet, meditative conversation from noon till 3 this afternoon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And then, of course, Sean is in this afternoon from 3 till 6. Sean Casey and I are both back on Monday morning bright and early for the morning drive. I'll be sitting in for Sean on this Sunday for the rescue hour, which is, I think, from 8 until 9 in the morning. So we hope to see you there as well. Have a great weekend. We'll see you bright and early Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.